Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I am Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a Starburns audio-produced podcast that has been called Not a Source of Information by Dak Thompson. Oh. Thank you for your five-star review, Dak, D-A-K-K Thompson on iTunes. If you have a review, a five-star review for us, please go to iTunes and list it. If you have a, we'll read it if it's five stars. You can say whatever you want, but we're not going to read it if it's not five stars. Because why would we reward bad behavior?
Yeah, and you are right. It is not a good source of information.
I don't think it's supposed to be.
No.
Our guest today is our good friend. First-time guest, which is great.
Hello.
We haven't had a first-time guest in a long time. Hello. It's our good friend Dave Seeger. Dave or David?
Either's fine. Whatever you prefer.
I like Dave.
Okay. Yeah, go for Dave.
Hey,
I like Dave.
Were you a Kids in the Hall fan?
Yeah, a little bit.
You know the Daves I know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
Did anybody sing that to you ever in your life?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, did you have a bunch of friends that watched Kids in the Hall?
A good amount. I feel like it was there in the it was on the air. It was on like Comedy Central when I was in high school. So
that's
like
cool.
The reruns were on Comedy Central.
Right,
so.
Right.
I feel like a lot of my friends didn't watch Kids in the Hall.
Well, even if they did, it was HBO first time around, right? So it was even, you know, I didn't have HBO, so I didn't. I think I caught up to it.
Thanks for having me. Hey, thanks for having me.
That was so weird. I was taking a drink. Willie just smiled at you. That must have been a very high pressure situation for you.
I know.
Whoops.
I was just what? I was just laughing at that song. I was looking at you and smiling because I was singing the song in my head.
These are the Daves I know. I know. These are the Daves I know.
You guys know a lot of Daves. How many Daves have been on the podcast?
David Lyons.
Quite a bit.
David Michelson. David.
Those might be the only. How many other are there that we know?
Has Geist done it?
Yep. Geist has done it. Okay. Yep.
Cool.
Dave Stone with Kyle Kinane's partner.
Okay.
On their show.
Yeah, from like the Boogie Monster podcast.
So this is what number episode is this? This is up there.
Probably 168.
Yeah,
is that like over three years you guys have been doing it?
Over
4 years. Awesome.
We're rounding the bend to 200.
We should probably start season two.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Season two, episode one.
Yeah.
I think season two started when we introduced the SSRLSF. This is the spaceship you're on. Welcome aboard. It's not as high-tech as it sounds, but it gets us from A to B. That's what people say about shitty cars, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're just traveling through space, you know, like checking stuff out.
Where are we
it
at
does
right
the job.
Now?
We're at Wydonia.
Ooh, what's Wydonia?
It's.
I think it's why don't we go to Wydonia? It's just a nice serene place to be.
Cool.
That's what all the neighboring bully planets. That's the joke they use on them. So they're kind of a bullied planet. See, we're not used to planets being bullied because in our solar system there's just one planet with. "Quote unquote, one planet with life on it." Even though
there's only one
true.
Good one.
That's not real.
I mean, we kind of bully all the other planets.
There's life on every planet.
We give Pluto a hard time kicking it out, letting it back in.
Yeah, fuck you, Pluto.
It ain't.
You're named after a dog, and not the other way around.
I agree, man. Pluto ain't no fucking planet.
The
more you learn about it, the more you'll agree. If you don't agree, then you don't know enough about Pluto.
Well, let's get into the WoW scale.
I might not know enough about Pluto.
Wait. Wydonia's got it's like a water planet, and the intelligent life look like jellyfish.
Nice.
Can we fuck them, or are they like electrified?
Or
stingy, or whatever?
They're not stingy or electrified, and you can, but it'd just be like fucking a wet blanket. But you could do that.
Well, wait. A wet blanket is pretty coarse. These things look pretty, you know, slippery, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm just saying they don't have any other parts.
Well, can't
just
you just wrap it around? It's
skin.
Like jelly, right?
Yeah.
You just wrap it around your dick.
How do they can't communicate with us? They don't have mouths?
I don't know. I don't know if we can yet.
But they're intelligent, though. So if I did use one...
You can tell that they communicate with each other.
It would be kind of like rape.
They don't eat? They don't have an in-hole or an out-hole?
Well, it's kind of like, you know, Duplancy.
No, I mean,
Plancy.
But they don't have an in-hole.
No, I guess they don't.
Well, it depends on the plant. I'm sure some plants have an in-hole. All right, let's do the WoW scale. This is a scale where we judge our guest to give the listeners a sort of spectrum to see if they want to agree with your opinions later.
Okay. This is going to be tough for me because I feel like I don't have a lot of strong opinions. I don't have a lot of... I don't have my flag in the ground in a lot of places.
Okay. Well, the most important thing is just choose a side.
Great. Okay. I might be choosing it in the moment here. I might be.
That's fine. And then you can sort of talk through it if you need to.
Okay. Great.
And say why you said the thing that you said.
Great.
First question, 3-part question. Wait until I ask all 3 questions before you answer.
Okay.
First part: do you believe in aliens? Second part: if so, do you believe that they have ever visited Earth? Third part: if so, do you believe that they have visited Earth? I want to say in the modern era, which means we've been saying like last 300 years, but you know,
since we could just say since Roswell.
That seems too early, because what about the Egyptians?
Well, that's not I don't consider that modern era, and I'm not referring to that at all.
Well, but I've been saying 300 years. I know that the Egyptians but like,
okay.
Well, whatever. You get the point.
I think I follow you. The other intelligent life out there somewhere? Yes. For sure. If that's visited us, I don't know, but like BC and before, who knows?
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't, it's too foggy. Like, I don't, I guess they could, like, if we're talking Egyptians and stuff like that,
right?
Ancient Egypt and all those foggy areas, maybe. Modern times, like Roswell and on, or past 300 years, I don't think so. I don't think they've come back.
Okay, so it's yes, maybe, no.
Right. Yeah.
I'm gonna make you choose on that maybe.
On that maybe?
Yeah.
I'm going to lean more towards no. I feel like the stuff that leans towards you feeling like maybe aliens were around back then, it probably leans more towards they weren't, and the fantastic engineering of our past figured out those pyramids, and aliens haven't been back around hanging out with. Because I really don't. I mean, I feel like there's a stronger chance that the other intelligent life of the universe has never been near Earth or come by and peeked in on this planet at all.
I forgot. We should mention that you're like. How would you? What's your title? I mean, you're like in everything. You're a director, writer, producer. What would you like to be known as?
I guess like director, writer of sorts. That makes sense. I'm a Channel 101 creator who has created other things.
Right. Obviously, we know you from Channel 101 because I feel like that's how we know everybody.
I feel like, yeah.
The only reason I'm bringing that up is because you are kind of one of the most level-headed guys I know. And so, I don't know. It seems pertinent to the WoW scale.
Okay.
All right. What about Bigfoot?
No.
Not at all?
I don't think so, no.
What about... where are you from?
Michigan.
Right. And were you raised religious at all?
Yeah. I was confirmed.
Oh, really?
I went to public school, but went to church. My parents still go to church
confirmed
every Sunday.
Confirmed is just Catholicism, right?
Catholicism, yeah.
Okay.
Raised Catholic, did all that Bible study courses. And
how much did you buy into it?
I only bought into it until a certain point. I think I abandoned it pretty quickly. Like around the time that I felt like I don't think Santa Claus is real, was also like I don't think any of this other stuff is real.
Yeah.
And then sort of kind of checked out from it almost entirely.
Yeah, I think religious parents really fucked up by we've said this a lot, but like It's a good, like, if you lie about Santa Claus, then how do you expect your children to trust you about anything else when it comes
really,
to this
stuff? Really, I feel like I remember my parents telling, because I felt like I had suspicions about Santa Claus, and I said to my parents, like, you would never lie to me, would you? Like a really vague sort of, you would never lie to me, would you? And they're like, no, of course not, but not, we weren't talking about Santa Claus
right,
at the time,
right,
I was just disappointed.
Yeah.
And then later on when they were like, there's no Santa Claus, and I'm like, oh, of course, yes, and there's no, okay, Tooth Fairy, yeah, Easter Bunny, Jesus, like, no, not
so
Jesus.
Wait, you didn't figure it out? They just told you?
It was, I mean, I'd figured it out. It was just, I kind of like, I had a brother, so it was like, I wasn't going to like blow it all up.
Yeah.
I thought the presents would stop if all of a sudden I went
right,
like,
right.
if I went like, there's no Santa Claus. So I kind of just like played along.
You know,
until
what's
it hit
funny,
that breaking point.
See, I was so trusting that they had to straight up tell me. Because
okay.
I was going to completely trust them. And now I feel like, like loyalty is a big thing to me. Like I,
yeah.
If somebody betrays me at this point, they're dead to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's all because of Santa Claus.
That's the scorpion sting.
Uh huh.
If you're not a Scorpio, right?
No.
You're,
I'm a Pisces.
Yeah. Because I feel that betrayal very hard too.
Yeah.
A friend of mine at work told me, he said, "Hey, just a little tip," and I was like, "You know, I don't want to hear tips from anybody."
Uh-huh.
But it was a great tip. He was like, Santa Claus, just always tell them that you are Santa Claus because they won't believe you. And then you can say you never lied to them. I'm like, oh, that's fucking cool.
Is it?
I'm Santa Claus. No, you're not.
Yeah. Maybe.
We'll
Could
see.
Work. Could work.
Okay. What about superstitions? You got any of those?
Not really. I mean, I feel like I'll find myself in the trap of like feeling like lucky or unlucky or like mm-hmm. blaming things on luck at times. But I think I think that's just like tunnel vision a little bit. When you step back from it, I think I don't think I have any specific.
What about Vegas?
Like I've broken mirrors. I used to have Vegas superstitions. You build superstitions with a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
And then as soon as the rule gets broken, you're like, okay, well. You're so stupid for believing that.
Yeah.
Like thinking that was a
dude. What a mind trip Vegas can be. Like,
yeah. Oh well. And the worst part is you're dealing with other people's superstitions too. So if you like fuck them up, they blame it on you because of their superstition. Like not saying seven at the craps table or whatever.
Right. It still gives me like it makes me get tense for a moment when I hear somebody else say it. But I think that's more. You're picturing other people at the craps table.
Yeah, you don't want the confrontation.
Yeah, right. Yeah. We shouldn't be saying this, but I don't feel like, oh no, this has suddenly affected what the dice are going to do.
Fuck. I should have been thinking about the next question.
Oh, what about JFK? Do you think that the government was involved in a conspiracy?
I feel like
but answer this broadly because like JFK is our touchstone, but it's more like how much do you trust or distrust the government?
I think I lean more towards distrust on that. Like with JFK, I feel like with that one specifically, I feel like there's so much weird shit around. Like I've looked at it enough and read enough about it that I feel like there's enough weird shit in the wake of it that you feel like, okay, there's more than just one lone gunman kind of situation.
Like, wouldn't it have been great if they released the files and they didn't reveal anything and there was nothing redacted? And it was like, oh, okay, mm-hmm. yeah, it was Oswald. Have a good day.
Yeah.
I don't know why you kept it secret.
It wouldn't have been great because nobody would have believed it. Like, your camp would not have believed that. They would have been like, well, there's no way. They're lying to us.
But why release things that with all these blacked out writings? You know what I mean? It's like...
Right.
But the blacked out stuff could be anything.
That would have perpetuated... I mean, they could have ended it by just actually releasing false shit. If you're going to lie, like, mm-hmm. didn't finish the lie.
It wouldn't have ended it. Your group would have been like, well, they're lying to us. And it would have... It just kept going, just as it has.
But you can't just throw me in with every conspiracy theory.
Yes, I can.
I have a decent IQ.
So what? You're saying that conspiracy theorists don't? You're the only one I know, so you to me are...
I tend to stay away from all conspiracy theorists because...
You're losing a lot of fans right now.
When I talk to...
This is like dangerous territory for
the
you.
Last person I talked to...
This is the majority of our listeners, so be very careful.
About aliens at a bar, they turned me off so hard that I just stopped talking about them because mm-hmm. I was like, oh, we're on different levels. Like, I don't know. Not to say that I'm right about everything, but it's like when in any realm, when you start talking to someone, then all of a sudden you don't believe something they're saying... It's hard. I will still listen, but it's hard to. It's like this.
Welcome to my world, Willie.
but like, most of this has to be not black and white.
Oh, you're saying they're being too black and white about it? It sounds
No. What I mean is that I feel like a lot of people will watch something, and then it will affect their beliefs. and then they won't do much more research past that.
You trust your deep diving more than their deep diving. Yeah.
I guess that's what I'm saying is, like, the last person I talked to, I like, oh, you haven't done any deep diving and you just have your opinion on aliens that was kind of based on one or two things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine, but the difference is this, and not to say that I'm like big on
do it quickly though.
Oh yeah, physics or anything, but when you start talking to someone about the nature of reality of the universe, you can be on different pages just from within sciences that exist.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's hard to,
such as the nature of conversation. I mean, like, what do you want? You just want them to agree with you?
No, I mean, just like let's say you're on board with, let's say I'm following a conspiracy theorist and I believe everything they say, and then they say one huge thing that I think is so false, then it's like, oh, well, fuck.
When you think it's false, is that more based in, like, you've seen other evidence that's contrary to it or something, or?
Wait, what?
I don't know. I mean, I guess, like, in that specific situation, is that a specific situation that happened, or you're just?
Oh, no, I'm just giving an example. Of like, if somebody says one hard thing that you disagree with, it's like, oh, fuck. It's hard to continue talking. Mm-hmm. It's like, let's say you're talking about aliens, and then somebody says
you don't understand the irony of what you're saying right now.
No, but the difference to, I get it. I really do get it. But like it's the same thing of, like, you're throwing me in with flat earthers.
No, and I'm not.
You say you are people. You say you
did
conspiracy
that.
Theorists.
I'm just generalizing. Listen, let's move on.
I'm saying that is the generalization.
Well, I'm sorry that you're in a marginalized group, but you chose to be in that group.
Next question.
Go ahead.
Oh, no. I mean, like, let's go. You're right.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Time travel? Can it exist? Oh. Does it exist?
I don't know. I think not. I'm going to lean towards it hasn't existed.
Okay.
I don't think it's gone on. I'm not on board with it.
Yeah. Which version of time travel do you feel like is the most? Like, if you had to go,
like, I think that there's something to be said for that idea that, like, in the far reaches of space, like, with different, I don't know. I don't think any of us have experienced, like, I don't think anyone on Earth has experienced any sort of time travel.
Right.
Like, but I think there's a possibility for there to be other beings that maybe, I don't know. Like, I think there's a possibility for, like, a fourth dimensional shit going on and stuff. But
what about, I don't know if this is a good follow-up to that. What about time slips? Have you ever looked into time slips?
No, I've never. Also, this is stuff that I've not looked into much of this stuff. I consider time travel a very science fiction concept where it's just like, this is just a movie plot point. Like, I don't know much
it's the sci-fi equivalent of vampires.
Yeah.
Okay, what about telekinesis?
I think the telekinesis, is that moving objects with your mind?
Yes.
Or is that, okay, nah.
No?
I don't see that
That's a good question we should have on there.
You don't think that maybe if we unlocked one of these percentages of our brains, we could move shit?
It just seems so outside of the realm of, like, what I understand.
Wait, would you
in my
like
comfort
a drink
zone
of your wine?
True.
Oh, he's moving it.
if I started doing that right now, like, what would the show turn
it
into?
It just spills all over the couch, and then I get really mad.
Like, I get excited about the idea that there's stuff in the subconscious that you can be sharing with other people on the subconscious plane or whatever. Like, but I'm not into the idea of, like, moving
stuff
with your
mind. Hang on, you think that you can subconsciously share with other people?
Yeah, I think there's, like, you know, I think there's a possibility that there's so much we don't understand about the complexity of consciousness that there can be, like, that there's elements of, like, when people are like, oh, we dreamed the same thing and stuff like that.
Yeah, that there actually are different connections, and that it could scientifically be explained. We just don't have it yet. Just like, yeah, having the same dream is a great example.
Yeah, yeah, not like a superpower or something. I just think it's that that element is so complex that what's going on back there in our consciousness, like, I'm open to all possibilities. I just don't. The idea of people moving stuff with their minds doesn't, I don't buy into that.
What is that phenomenon known as or called where, like, you'll just think of something that you haven't thought of in years, and then someone will randomly, like, bring that up?
Oh, I mean, it's collective unconscious, right? It's like,
is that what it's called?
It's that whole study about, like, oh, a bunch of people filled out this crossword puzzle, and then the next day everybody got the answers easier, and that whole thing.
Wait, what is that?
There's, like, a study done where they it was basically, like, people doing a crossword puzzle, and it was, like, they tested people with one that had already been released, that had already been published, and so a bunch of people over the city had already thought about and figured out the answers, and they tested with one that nobody had seen yet,
right.
and same, like, level of difficulty by, like, a crossword puzzle writer, and there was a greater, like, for different versions of that test, there was a greater percentage of people getting the one that people had already done and answered.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts. Like, I definitely fully believe that like we don't know how to tap into it, but it's definitely a real thing. The collective consciousness, not a hive mind.
Yeah, not quite Borg time, but
okay. What was the other one? Hypnosis? Do you believe in hypnosis at all?
I mean, I believe that it. There's a version of it that works. Like, you mean just like with people quitting smoking and stuff like that? Like,
well,
I think,
yeah, I don't know, because this is a new one. So how are we defining hypnosis? Are we saying like those guys who make you cluck like a chicken?
I think that that's got to be in there because I don't believe in that. But I recently talked to someone who experienced that, and was, because most of the people that I've talked to that have experienced that, you're at a comedy show. Mm-hmm. They're like, yeah, I just didn't want to get embarrassed or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's what I assumed it all was. And I recently talked to someone who said their answer was, yeah, it was weird. I could tell what was going on, but I wasn't in control. I was like, what? I've never heard that before. And that just happened last week.
What? Somebody said that?
Yeah. And it weirded me out. I was like, oh, whoa, I've never heard that before.
Okay, well, do you believe in the... Fuck, like a chicken hypnosis?
I feel more skeptical of the cluck like a chicken version, but I do believe that, like, if a hypnotist can bring you to, like, a meditative state, like, you're much more suggestible and it can, like,
yeah, that's true.
Alter,
like,
your
the
habits
quitting
in a
smoking
powerful
thing is
way.
is a good example, because people have done that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
so weird. Okay, last one. Ghosts, you believe in ghosts?
No.
Not at all?
I don't know.
You don't have any ghost stories?
I have no ghost stories. I don't buy into most ghost stories. I feel like any of that I don't know. Like I've talked to people who have felt very convinced that they saw a ghost, but I've never talked to somebody who's described it in a way that made me feel like that wasn't just a weird feeling you had, or a weird trick of the lights or something like that. Like,
okay, well, I'll tell you this. You're like a zero. You're like a,
I'm a
total
zero.
Wade. Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Right? Wouldn't
yeah.
you say
oh,
so?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. So this is an uphill battle for you, Willie.
Well, and also uphill because I honestly had full pages of notes and I forgot them. But it's fine. I just, mostly what I wanted were names and dates.
They're not in a bag or anything?
No, that's why I grabbed my bag like three times. I was like, wait, no.
Shit.
It's okay.
Did you leave them in the Uber? Are they gone forever?
No, I just packed up weird. Whenever I pack, it's always different. They were in, it's on the coffee table. Anyways, today we're talking about, could there be... Well, I believe that will be a secret, I'm going to say secret military, secret government, whatever that is, they're going to stage or hoax a red flag event that would be an alien invasion.
Dave, have you been briefed on this at all, or are you totally
no,
cold?
I was briefed on it a little bit. I looked at an article and watched a video.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the thing is before a few years ago, I had heard of this, and I was like, whatever. The guy that has turned me on this is Stephen Greer. He did the
married to Pam Greer.
I wish. He did the documentaries on Netflix.
It'd be funny if he was.
I know. Serious and Unacknowledged. Unacknowledged is the best UFO documentary out there.
What's Serious?
It's about it's based on the star Sirius, and
is it a documentary or a book or what?
It's a UFO documentary.
Okay, so this guy's like a talking head on those shows.
No, he's not.
Did he make them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He in 2001, about 5 months before 9/11, he got together. I don't remember the number, between 100 and 200. People to testify in front of Congress to say that they had seen UFOs or they knew of that. You know, he did have.
When they walked in, were they all just doused with rum?
Come on in.
Can't believe this booze hound.
He had I don't remember the shit, but I believe he had a 5-star general. I believe he had a couple other generals, high ranking military, some secret people from the CIA, FBI, mm-hmm. people of all walks of the secret military and government to go testify in front of Congress to say that they believe in aliens and that this should be disclosed. This information should be told to the public. So this was in 2001. And then 9/11 happened, and that just went to the bottom of the list of things that were important in America.
Right.
Also, here's this guy who's gathered all these people. That's what Unacknowledged, that documentary, is. It's really that battle that started with the Disclosure Project.
And they did, like, that's all, like, on record and stuff, what they said and stuff? Yeah. Like, they're, oh.
And he had a couple astronauts, Edgar Mitchell, who, he's passed away and whatever. I don't remember too many things, which just makes it hard in this realm of quoting and citing things. But so to me, he started this program called Sea Seti, the search for
the Sea Yeti, the ocean
extraterrestrial, and it's like Seti but with the sea in front of it. But they have groups of people that meet in the desert, and they try to contact UFOs and aliens by meditating and in that realm, and he was he was a paramedic surgeon of some sort or something like that, whatever. He in the 90s he left his profession to go, because he got his dad worked on the original lunar mission. Or his uncle, I'm sorry, his uncle. That's hard to remember things. Anyways, he was connected to that realm a little bit, and he has gotten a lot of, you know, him doing the Disclosure Project connected him to everybody. And he's had people within secret upon secret groups come up to him and say, you know what, you got this stuff right, but no one's going to believe they're going to call you kook, whatever. But all I'm saying is I think that he is the most credible guy out there. And when he talks about aliens and UFOs, here's what he says. He says that there are races of aliens out there. And this is weird, because my beliefs on aliens have changed just because of him. He claims that that our current military, Roswell did happen. They back engineered some UFOs, and that our military, they do have UFO style crafts. They have a lot of the UFOs that you see are actually man-made, and they're our military.
Oh yeah, I see them all the time.
Is it like if he so he says that he has credible people, like secret generals and stuff like that, saying that they exist and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Like, does that okay.
So let me just run this. I'm sorry
I guess my line of thinking was more like, I feel like because I'm such a skeptic, I lean more towards like, does he benefit in any way from saying that he has this info and these people backing him that isn't like, does he benefit from continuing to stir this up more than the idea that it doesn't exist? Like,
I mean, the thing is,
the people aren't. Yeah,
he's not. I don't know how much money you make off documentaries, you know, but I imagine that it's not for the money. And he's got high ranking people that have gotten out of it coming forward. So yeah. he is the whistleblower of the ET world.
Yeah.
And so let me go through this timeline real quick. Let me open this beer also.
Do you need anything?
No, I'm okay. So, we'll start at Roswell. Roswell happened, and then if you believe that happened, at that point, Eisenhower's president. They start the CIA because of the fiasco of how the information was released and then changed, and then, you know, you have Army and Air Force and just stories.
Navy and Marines.
But the Army, and there was no Air Force at the time. The Army comes out and they say, hey, you know, the newspaper's like, they caught a UFO, you know, they got a downed craft. And they're like, oh, wait, no, they didn't. There was nothing. And then that story's changed a few times throughout the years. But Roswell was where all the bombers that had the nukes were. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so if they had a craft and they started back engineering it, Eisenhower's president, he starts the CIA just to have a group that communicates to all the different secret groups, you know, because that was that whether you believe you Roswell happened or not, that was a huge information fiasco.
Mm-hmm.
So Eisenhower, on his way out of office, gives a warning about the powers of the military-industrial complex. And that wasn't really... People didn't really pay attention to it because here comes JFK and what are we going to listen to what the old president said on his way out? But he gave this speech about, you know, like, you guys, you better watch out because the military is basically saying the military is pretty strong and they're, whether you want them to do things or not, at this point, they're just doing things.
Mm-hmm.
We could listen to it, but that, I know that that's boring. But it's a great speech to listen to. And then he claims, this is a big claim, but he claims that Kennedy was killed because he was going to also release, he wanted to disclose the UFO information.
What was their worry there, releasing the UFO information?
Well, at this point, in the 60s, I don't know, when you think of the old regime of secrecy, when we actually did have Russian spies that were like running around America and vice versa, everything was a secret, not only for the safety of America, but because these entities that was their power was secrets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you didn't come out and release any information that you found out to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're backwards engineering a UFO, why would you release that? Because then the Russians are going to have it too, right?
I mean,
like, but also as JFK, why would he think that's a good idea?
I think that. Yeah, exactly, totally. But that was when the secret entities got more powerful than the presidency, you know? Because...
What are the secret entities? Do you just mean... Are you talking about something that exists, or are you just talking about, like, some obscure, like...
Well, he claims that there are that there's a secret cabal of, like, let's say, like 200 people.
Your guy does.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Stephen Greer.
200 people
that work within the top echelon of military and government secrecy.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's the thing. When you hire the president, you don't tell the president all the secrets. The people that are working already know things, and you can manipulate how they do things by releasing certain information to them. You don't need to spill the beans on everything. Hey, you're the new president. Here's all the information. Here's the information you need to know. We're still running things back here, meaning like guys like Rumsfeld and Bush Senior, they were in on that. You know, they you know, Bush Senior was head of CIA, and he never had a CIA position, and the first position he got was head of CIA. It's mm-hmm. just strange. Most people work their way up in secret organizations. Whatever. I'm sorry. I don't mean to just throw out weird things. I'm trying to get back on track, and the track is, so like even like basically there are people that know, and they keep their positions, and then people like that. Some people get like the president, you know, will come and go, but they still maintain their position. Mm-hmm. So. When you're the head of, like, man, I'm sorry. I really wish I had my notes. That's throwing me off. This was such a complicated episode, and I had it all planned out. But basically, he claims that there's a secret cabal of people that have the information. And so, okay, for example, Wernher von Braun. He was the Nazi rocket scientist that created the V2 rocket.
Mm-hmm.
It's between 74 and 77. He had cancer and was dying. And I don't have the girl's name, and I could look, whatever. She was his assistant, or they worked together, but he claimed for a long time that there was a secret group of people that were planning these events to happen. Because when you are the military-industrial complex, how do you continue to make money and be a power when during peacetime?
Mm-hmm.
Right? How do you continue to get funding during peacetime?
If you're in the military?
If you are, yeah.
Government kickbacks?
All the military combined, it's like during peacetime, it's hard to get funding to go your way and to maintain your power, I guess you'd say. Let me ask you guys these two questions. Do you know about the Gulf of Tonkin? The Gulf of, is it Tonkin? Do you know about that?
I do not, no.
That was the false flag operation that led us to Vietnam. That was, and this isn't conspiracy theory. This is fact. That mm-hmm. that event either barely happened or didn't happen at all. It was a ship that had gotten sunken, and it's like, mm-hmm. All right, we have to enter this war now because this was supposed to be peaceful waters or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That brought us into Vietnam. That was later proven false to get us to join the war.
Right.
So that is that false flag operation.
Some people then they blamed it on like misinformation, or they got bad reports or something like that.
Yeah, but.
Is the second one what WMDs or?
Well, yeah. I mean, some people think that even Pearl Harbor was They allowed it to happen. Whatever, that's a whole nother conspiracy theory.
That wouldn't really be a false flag though. That would just be them sort of going like, "Oh, let it happen."
But yeah. One idea was is that we found Amelia Earhart, but to tell everyone that we found her proved that we broke their code and knew what mm-hmm. they were saying. Because mm-hmm. she was supposedly found on a Japanese island.
Mm-hmm.
And had we broken the code, we would then be able to prove that we knew that they were coming to Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Weapons of mass destruction. That was another one that entered us into a war that...
But that was... Okay, but here's what's different about that. That wasn't like an event. That was...
was more just pointing towards something to justify.
It was George
war.
W. going like, I have this intel that they have WMDs, so we're going to go infiltrate them.
But this intel...
And then they didn't find any WMDs.
This
and
intel
so
was so
like,
strong.
What
that
was?
Even the intel was so good.
For WMDs?
Yeah.
Right, but it's not...
But
like,
I'm saying, though, the intel was so good that it had to have... It wasn't a mistake. Newspapers reported on it. Clarence... What was that guy's name? The whatever.
Well, but, no, it was... It was either bad intel or just a straight-up lie. But it wasn't like... What I'm saying is it wasn't an event. Like, we didn't... You know what I mean? Like...
Yeah, yeah,
we were
yeah.
just looking for a like we use 9/11 as a reason to like just blanket the Middle East with like military, what's it called, infiltration. And
but
I
think
to,
the event was to come up with the false information and spread that around because.
Well, I mean, we're just arguing about the definition of what a false flag is.
Right. Yeah, I wouldn't say it's a false flag. Just like in examples of evidence, like. Things that are knowingly false as justification for going.
Yeah, I would just say that was just a lie.
Yeah. But there, there were, you know, Rumsfeld knew that they didn't have that.
Well, none of that's up for debate. I'm just saying, like, I consider a false flag like
a real
fucking,
operation. Yeah, like
we just
7/11.
Got bombed, and then we find out that we never got bombed.
Okay, but so. Take away false flag. There was something that happened that led us to war that was
well, but
brought about.
I guess my point is, like, you're saying there's about to be a false flag, so now we need to define what a false flag actually is. If you're considering WMDs a false flag. Like, is this event
we don't need to. We don't need to say that WMDs was a false flag, but this false flag event that will probably happen will be an alien invasion. It'll be us fighting... With aliens that like, either
and that's what this Steve Greer says is going to happen.
Yeah,
Greer. Okay.
Greer.
He said he's saying that this it's like imminent. It's this.
He's saying that things are happening now and speeding up in such a way that they are coming to fruition, mm-hmm. and so here's what Wernher von Braun said basically on his deathbed, because he was trying to whistleblow. What was going on? Everything was out of control. So in 74, between 74 and 77, he said that there were things that were going to happen. One of them would be that we would have a nuclear threat from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said that after that, there would be terrorists would be the next enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, rogue countries. I forget the term that he used. I forget the term, but people are like, oh yeah, North Korea is that. North Korea fits that definition.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing that would happen would be a threat from asteroids.
Mm-hmm.
A threat from asteroids?
Yeah.
Have we had that?
We've anytime one comes close, they definitely let us know. But we haven't had to blow. We haven't had to fight one off yet.
We haven't had Armageddon.
Yeah, we haven't sent miners, a bunch of ragtag group of miners up yet.
And then after that, an alien invasion. So Wernher von Braun said these would be all the things that the secret military would do to keep control. Because and then here are the justifications of them having to do this. When the military is the most. Is the money maker when the secret military industrial complex is the power? There needs to be a threat that is bigger than them for them to continue operating.
Because
I guess. But here's where I bump with that. The government very rarely justifies anything they do to the citizens at this point. They just sort of do whatever the fuck they want. The perfect example is the WMD thing. I guess that was a justification, them going like, we have intel. But then when we called them out on it, when everyone was like, well, you didn't find any, they're like, well, so what? What do you want us to do about it now? And so like now, ever since fucking 9/11, we're just going into countries willy-nilly. Like, we're at war all the time. There's never been like any sort of like, isn't there supposed to be like a congressional or Senate vote on like if we go to war?
Yeah, but they don't count all the places we're in war.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So they very rarely even care what we think. So my thing is like, why even have a false flag when you can just do whatever the fuck you want with very little ramifications outside of some of the press going like, hey, you're not supposed to do that. And then half of the citizens going like, yeah, what's up? And then nothing happens.
Yeah. And I agree with you. But the difference is and I don't know how to define this either. There definitely is a difference between the cabal he's referring to and then the regular government, you know. Mm-hmm.
Right. The cabal is the secret 200 folks cooking up the lies.
Yeah, yeah. So the cabal would have come up with the idea of the WMDs,
mm-hmm.
but
right.
it all just gets lost in the mix. And, yeah.
So the whole point. So I guess like I don't want to jump ahead, so stop me if I am. But the whole point of like a false flag against the aliens would be just to continue military funding, because that's not going anywhere.
Well, I mean, okay, here's the weird thing that happened now, right? Amidst all the bullshit that happening, Kavanaugh, Trump, all the shit, they passed a new military branch.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening.
Oh, the Space Force?
The Space Force is happening.
Right.
And you can't Space just come Force. Up with a new branch. We're going to throw billions of dollars at this new Space Force.
Uh-huh.
And so what's this Space Force going to do? They're not going to have any justification for being out there until something happens. And that something is going to be the asteroid coming that they can defend us from.
Oh, so we're not at asteroid yet.
No.
So this false flag is going to be like years from now.
Yeah, but he's saying it's all ramping up because, here's the thing. This is what throws me off. He says that aliens are here and they are trans-dimensional creatures and they do not need, there are multiple races. And he even talks about how they travel faster than the speed of light. He claims that the way it happens is if you can vibrate something in a certain way, you know, light works in two different ways. Light works as both a wave and a particle, but it's not both. Mm-hmm. So he's like, if you can vibrate yourself using electromagnetic power in the proper way, then you become massless. And so that's how you break the speed of light is
that's
by taking
Flash
away your
calls
mass.
Phasing.
Yeah, yeah. That is and so he's saying that that's these transdimensional creatures that they've even had interactions with, they can pop up anywhere. And they're just
But this seems okay.
This is the crazy part.
Well, I'm like listening, but I'm wondering, like, if he believes that there are aliens from different dimensions and there's multiple races, then why would we need a false flag? Like, shouldn't we? Like, how is he both saying there's going to be a false flag and also, but aliens are real and they're super scary and we can't do anything about it?
Because they're not scary. They're not here to save us.
Well, they're scary when you say that they can move at the speed of light.
They're not here to save us, but they're also not here to stop us from killing ourselves. Basically, if you can become a society that can exist without harming your environment, and I know this sounds green. I'm not saying
yeah, we've got a very good track record of not
doing
that.
We're real bad at that.
I'm not saying it
even
properly.
When we have bird scooters, we fight against them.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I was reading. Shauna was reading in this mom's group that's like, if you leave your scooters in here, I'm gonna throw them in the lake. I'm like, why are you mad at these scooters? It's transportation. Whatever. It's just funny.
I don't understand the rage against these scooters
yeah,
at all.
Yeah, especially in like Malibu and the rich cities.
It doesn't make any sense. What is it hurting you in any way?
Well, they're not even looking. I'm like, yeah, most people driving aren't looking. Driving vehicles.
I mean, you could blame bikes for that, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what the fuck is your point?
But basically, okay, so he says that there definitely have been UFOs here that have been recorded as UFOs and whatnot, you know. But we have created UFO craft from back engineering UFO craft also. And so the history of UFOs have gone hand in hand with the history of the secret military gaining power. And so basically that when a UFO really does show up, they also show up too, just to kind of muddy the waters so that nothing is right.
A hard thing to even talk about because it's like, it's a secret.
Yeah. Yeah. But
so this guy's just saying like, hey, by the way, UFOs exist. Also, secret government exists. It's just like, so how do I follow this train of thought?
But here's where I'm leading to. All these aliens are not a threat to us. And so how can we, why do we need to, the whole point is to make them think that they're a threat so that this, basically after the UFO invasion, quote unquote, happens, supposedly that's when the whole thing is leading to one world government. Everyone's in charge of, there's one group of people in charge of the world because all of a sudden it's us against them.
And that'll be a puppet thing.
And so the timeline is there's a guy from the 60s that quoted way back in the day. He was a fucking, I think he was the head of Lockheed Martin at some point, and he said, "We have the technology to take ETs home." And a lot of people know this quote. And so what that means is like, it doesn't mean that you have the technology to drive fast through space. It means that, you know, I keep saying this, the Blackbird was built in the 60s, and that technology has also gone as fast as cell phone technology. Even if they aren't back engineering UFOs, there's got to be secret crafts out there that we would consider magic because they're not just flying with gas.
Right. Yeah. I mean, right.
But that's just the way technology, like.
But that's so kept from us to be released to the population for the betterment of humanity. So whatever.
Yeah, I mean that's like water powered automobiles and stuff like that. Being like, no, we can't have that. We gotta. It's all.
Let's take a quick break because this.
Yeah.
My neighbor is watering and it's super distracting. Hey guys, thanks for listening. I don't know if a lot of people know we've got t-shirts available. There's a couple t-shirts made by artists that we like that are real life sci-fi sort of centric, but not necessarily advertising our show. So if you want to get some of that sweet, sweet merch.
Listen, it's very easy. Go to TPUB, like t-shirt, tpublic.com/real-life-sci-fi, no dash. You'll find our shirts available. We've got one by MC Griffin, which is like all the different aliens that we've talked about on the show. And then Jack Cusimano has a design of like all the paranormal things coming out of my fanny pack with Wade behind me. We've got some great designs, and we've got more coming. Rob Schraub's designing one, maybe. Callie Fontecchio is working on one. I haven't talked to them in months, but they started.
I thought that deadline was like a year ago.
It was a long time ago.
And then what about, we've got pins too. Can we sell those or not?
Yeah. We have pins available. If you want a real life sci-fi pin, it's basically just the logo of our show. You can Venmo.
Made by
Starlene Hodge. She designed it.
She drew the, yeah, right?
Yeah. And listen, they're $10 a pin plus $5 shipping. So,
oof.
I know, that's kind of rough, but the pin price is pretty high.
But you paid for all of them.
Yeah, I bought a bunch and I'm just sitting on them and that's fine.
So it's almost like a donation to Willie. I get nothing out of this.
but any money I get will perpetuate more. RoboticWillieRoberts@gmail.com on Venmo and PayPal. Send me a message, send me your email or your address, and I'll send you one.
Yeah, I think on Venmo, just write your address down in the comment section, and yeah, he'll know what to do.
Listen, they're great pens. I would suggest getting different backings. I would get the metal backing. We've got rubber backings.
Oh, you're underselling it already.
I am underselling it because I'm not happy with it.
All right, back to the show. Hey everybody, welcome back to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. We're here talking to our good friend Dave Seeger.
Hey,
Seeger,
hello.
How can people find you on the socials?
Oh, I think I'm at Dave Seeger on Twitter, which I don't use.
Uh-huh.
And I'm at Davey Seegs on Instagram, which I don't use.
Davey, E-Y, right? Davey
D-A-V-E-Y.
How's that Seegs. Gram? What's your gram like?
I don't know. I've posted on it maybe three times this year. I don't know. I've got a lot of social media fatigue.
That's funny.
I don't feel inspired to say anything.
That's good though. That's good. You know, like it's healthy for you to not have to feel the pressure of, well, should I post something?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're aboard the SSRLSF, just floating above the very serene jellyfish planet of Wydonia. If you have an area of space that you'd like us to visit, then why don't you tweet at us? It's Real Life Sci-Fi 1 on Twitter. You can also email us any of your thoughts, topics, suggestions at wadeandwillie@gmail.com.
Yeah.
I don't check it. Willie does.
Yeah.
So we're talking about an alleged false flag from the husband of Pam Grier. The upcoming false flag of a alien attack. And we left off. Where did we leave off?
You were saying it's to unite, to get like a one world government is the aim of it, it sounds like. Is that what you're saying?
It's almost like these secret military government entities have got old world thinking where it's like, we have to be in charge.
Here's my thoughts.
Yeah, yeah.
On a one-world government. Like, I think I'm not opposed to a one-world government. But I think what we're saying here is that this one-world government would be like a puppet government to this secret society who only have their own self-interests at heart.
Yeah. Which, once you own everything, what then? You just have more money?
I don't understand. It's like, is it just financial? Like, because they've won.
I mean, yeah. They
Like whether you believe in secret stuff or not, they exist and they have enough already to just be left alone right now.
I wish it was like a more positive reasoning. Like, I feel like, isn't it like a sci-fi trope to sort of do like, oh, let's invent aliens coming at us to get the whole world together fighting a common enemy.
Let's end racism. That's
Watchmen.
Let's
and that's like speciesism. Sirens of Titan.
You know what? After I didn't hear this when it was live, but after Reagan's speech, that's what I thought. Was like, well, it's too bad for the aliens we're going to hate, but it's great for humanity to all be on the same page.
Like, I think...
common enemy stuff.
Yeah, if there is one good thing that could happen, it's us just hating aliens, right?
Yeah.
Like, alienation might be a good thing for humanity.
Full-on Starship Troopers. Right. These bugs, we're going to get those bugs.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And that movie, to me, hit home really hard because I'm like, yeah, it's fun and funny, but... boy, we are going to hate whoever comes next, you know? These guys look like birds.
But then wouldn't we go like, okay, fucking China, get your shit together. Stop polluting so much. Like...
but they all think of what China does. They are only allowed one child per family. They're already ahead of the game. Like, why should you be able to have 10 kids that you can't afford?
Is that still true, though, for them? I don't know if that's still true. I don't know. I've never understood if that was an urban legend or not.
It definitely was not.
Okay.
And I think it still exists.
Because I've just heard about them drowning, like, girls because they wanted to have a boy or whatever.
But what a weird control you have on your population where, yeah, everyone's on board with it. Like, picture our government and how many things... it's weird because to be the voice of the people... obviously the bullshit of our government is they've given us two voices, and there's more than that. Mm-hmm. There are two voices you can choose from.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're saying like, oh, as long as we divide them by these, they still think they have choice.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And so, I don't know, this here, when you hear, if you believe in, you don't even have to believe in it. I think listening to Stephen Greer talk is amazing, especially when you hear him talk about alien races, because he says things like there are species that were derived from, you know, we were derived basically from apes. We've evolved. And he says that, like, throughout the universe, even space is alive. and life is created everywhere, and every moment of space is connected to every moment, or every I don't say moment, every piece of the universe is connected to all the other pieces. So you know, one big thing, and Moles mentioned this last week, that like the reason why he doesn't believe in aliens is because they all are quote unquote humanoid, head, two arms, two legs. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that does sound kind of stupid. It's like why I hate Star Trek aliens. It's all just weird face things. They all have the same body.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, that's a budget issue.
Yeah. And he says that, well, the way that evolution and the universe work together is if something works somewhere, mm-hmm. the whole universe is right. conscious. And so it translates in the same way that this is a bad parallel, but the crosswords study that you were talking about, where they pre-did the crossword and then, oh, it worked here. I mean, they did it and then it was easier for them later. It's like, well, if life can thrive and become intelligent using a bipedal model, it actually will spawn other places.
The bipedal K-Pax argument. Is that
nobody knows that?
All right. So in K-Pax, Kevin Spacey like is trying to tell people he's an alien. And they go like, why do you just look like a human? And he's like, well, you know, it's like, why does every bubble become a perfect sphere? It's like, it's just the best version.
That's funny. And it's great also.
Well, then, Mr. Spacey, how do you explain ice? Fuck. What are they called?
Snowflakes.
Jesus. Okay. But like, I feel like we need to digress a little bit because you went off on this space is alive thing. If there are multiple alien races, wouldn't it behoove us to like align with one of them? They can't all be in cahoots, can they?
Well, the thing is, this is the best thing that he talks about is why they don't mess with us. Why they don't interact with us.
We suck.
Sure, they've shown up and stuff, but yeah, it's like we're
the loudmouth at the party. Nobody wants us there. We're just there.
It's pretty much that. We don't respect the universe. We don't treat the universe like it's alive. We picture his good parallel is picture wolves. We think of them as being these like animals that will kill anything, you know.
Yeah.
But wolves will not kill other wolves. Mm-hmm. They'll work together to kill other animals, but they won't kill other wolves because they were, I don't know, whatever the reason. But like you take a dove, and a dove is the animal that we represent for peace. Doves will actually kill other doves. They'll peck them to death because of territory. Whatever, that's just a weird parallel, but it's like we don't deserve to have a place in the universe yet. We're not even worth talking to because we don't respect ourselves. We
So this is a good thing. This false flag could be a good thing because then we would unite.
See, I think it's
a
good thing.
And then we would have to start respecting the universe,
to
right?
get people to mentally think of their place in the universe. I think when you contemplate. Well, here's one thing. If you believe in the power of the mind, like I think that our mind is connected to the universe. I don't know how to use it yet, but I think that I'm going to keep bringing the crossword puzzle
thing
back. You
do a crossword, and then
that if you picture the a future that you want to have, picture a future of humanity that you want. Mm-hmm. I feel like that can positively affect what that outcome will be.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm not saying that like we're all being violence is thrown in front of us, so everybody's violent. I mean, maybe.
I mean,
I do believe that, but I'm not going to go down that path. But that if you can contemplate us in a universe filled with life, that can have a positive outcome. Because how often do you think about what you would say to another alien, or how would it affect your life personally if aliens existed? And
okay, but here's my point: if there are all of these aliens and they could easily just like present themselves to us and force us into that frame of thought, where we then go like, "Oh, our world isn't our entire world. We need to start thinking universally rather than globally." It's like, you know, an expand on think locally, not globally, not locally. why wouldn't they just do that if it's for the benefit of everyone?
I don't think they I would say they don't care about
us. Right, but if they don't care about us, like, how could they not care about us? Because aren't we just, like, killing this planet? And aren't they, like, going, like, well, this is a usable space. Like, we could set up retail here.
The universe is so big that we could go away.
No, I know, but why would they want us to when they could just utilize us?
I mean, we could just be a lost cause.
I think that
well,
we're
then
so
they
stupid.
Done this in the 50s when Roswell happened.
Well, picture a because this is what he says also. Picture a race of beings that, you know, that's the thing. For most people, they don't believe in aliens because they don't believe that they can drive faster than the speed of light. And I'm like, they're not driving. They've figured out another technology that can move them faster without actually, you know, I love the idea of making something massless.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, fuck, what was I saying?
Yeah, man, you always talk yourself into these weird tangents.
but
my point is, there's no reason to let us kill ourselves. If we would be useful to them in any way, there's no reason for them to not show themselves and be like, hey, fucking chill out. Stop killing the Earth. We can use this.
Oh, here's what I was going to say. A lot of these species of aliens are not violent, are nonviolent. And so if they were violent and you could travel transdimensionally and then set off a nuke, you could own the universe.
Right.
So what?
Meaning these a lot of these aliens don't even understand fighting because
I'm not talking about fighting. If they showed themselves to us, I think it would have a peaceful effect.
I know that that's not what you're saying, but I'm saying that we're so violent that like why would they even chance showing us anything because we could ruin the universe.
For the same reason that we like go to like you know, in the fucking, I'm horrible at history, but whenever there were like tribes that hadn't been contacted by like modern civilization, they would go, and if they were like a lost cause, then we would kill them or whatever and take
all
their
the gold,
shit.
Yeah.
But if they could be like sort of like, oh hey, like if you could, I can't think of the word, but like if you could sort of relate to them and be like, hey, this is the way the world is, like don't be freaked out.
Well, what's weird though is to actually think that we have nothing of value to them. Our minds, our resources, we have nothing that they can benefit from us because they are already traveling around the universe.
Well, that can't be true that there's nothing here. If that's true, then they wouldn't even be here.
They started, I mean, the idea is that they started showing up when we started having nukes because like, oh, what the fuck are these guys doing with? Because also some people have claimed that we've tried to send nukes into space and that those have been taken out.
Right. But
so it's kind of like they're watching us, but they're not going to get involved. They're not going to try to save us or help us. They're just watching us.
We've just sent nukes into space.
But don't you understand my point? If we have nothing to offer them, then why are they here? Because there's these two like combating theories that you have. One, aliens are here. Two, they don't give a shit about us. So what are they doing here?
But the thing is I can't answer what they're doing here, but my idea is,
well, I just think what logically
if
they're here, they care.
What if what they care about is us sending nukes into space and ruining their What if they're only here because we could, if we figured out transdimensional travel, we could fuck up space and we could ruin the universe.
Well, then why wouldn't they have killed
us?
Yeah,
that's why I feel like they're not here, because they'd take a peek and go like, ah, nah, and then just wipe us out.
But what have, in that same parallel, there are, what have we wiped out on purpose?
Ants in my apartment.
But they're thriving all over the world. They're thriving.
Yeah, but they're not affecting me all over the world. They're only affecting me here in my apartment.
But we're only affecting them when we go into space, and there are claims that they've stopped us from sending nukes into space. So to me, it's like yeah, I'm watching those ants in the kitchen, but the ants outside I don't care about.
Okay, well then I'm helping your point.
Yeah, that's what. But
just keeping tabs.
But my thing is that like, it's so weird to talk about this because. When we talk about this, we can only project ourselves onto the conversation.
But I also think, Willie, that you believe too many things that contradict each other. And that's why I have a hard time believing any of it. Because it's like, well, if you believe this one thing, then why do you also believe this other thing? And so I get hung up a lot on, like, your point of view. You know what I mean?
Oh, totally.
So
I feel like my point of view changes every few years because I'm just constantly looking at everything.
Right. So what is your current point of view?
I mean,
when it comes to aliens and if they're here or if they're not, are you subscribed to the theory that like they showed up because of the nuclear testing and they're just sort of keeping tabs on us so that we don't like fuck them up?
But what the answer is yes, but And here's the thing. When I listen to Stephen Greer, I'm like, I do have a hard time believing everything he says, but I think he's the most credible person. And I think
but he's only credible because he like rounded up a bunch of like Air Force pilots who said that they saw something, right?
But when you hear him talk, he actually cares about the future of humanity. And I can't say that for most of the people that I've heard in my life. Him, Carl Sagan,
and he sounds like he doesn't see the false flag as being a positive thing. He sees
negative
thing. He's like, yeah. We need to like be real steadfast and
well,
like embracing.
You watched the video.
I watched the video where he was basically saying like this false flag is going to happen. Just embrace peace. Talk about how you don't want to fight with the aliens. It's a false flag. Like
his
like
whole idea is
to not be
is that
fighting,
we. I mean, like picture
uniting and fighting.
Picture the
it.
Way politics works. We actually have never been united. You know, like we've always had representatives. Like when do you actually unite? I'm not stupid in saying that. I'm saying in America after we got our independence.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would say this guy's American, right?
Yeah.
I would say that he is wrong about his expectation that we would want to fight
the
aliens.
Hold on, they're saying dilly dilly on that. I just wanted to point out. Go on.
Because, you know, other countries are not like Americans. Like, I'm thinking of, like, the Scandinavian countries and stuff like that, who are just like, we're fucking out of it. We have a great society over here. Yeah, we pay 60% in taxes, whatever. But, like, we're happy. Fuck off. And all those people would be like, let's not fight the aliens. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think if it was, like, a world vote, I'm not sure that we would all be like, fuck up the aliens, man.
I 100% agree with you, but I also think that it will never be a world vote because the powers are like our governments will step up and decide things without us even having a choice. Like picture.
Well, I'm wondering because we're talking about the secret society that like runs America for sure, probably Russia. But like, what about all these outliers? Like, what about the entire continent of Africa? Like, what about like, you know. There's like a big percentage that they probably don't control.
Yeah, yeah.
That the only reason they feel like they have control over is because they have so much money they can put their thumb on them.
Yeah.
If those people like have a voice.
It's so weird. Well, I mean
feel
what,
like a
one-world
government
comes down
would be
to
okay.
is when I look at the nuclear like I always look at this 2017 nuclear weapons by country, because I feel like in today's day and age, nuclear weapons kind of determine your power in the world. Even though if you got in a fight with somebody, you're going to kill the whole world. And I don't believe these numbers even, right? Because these numbers from 2017, say that Russia has 7,000 nukes and U.S. has 6,800.
So,
and that we've, and I'm like, we, I don't believe that number at all. But when you look at North Korea, North Korea has 20. China has 270.
We've announced that we're doing, like, the U.S. has announced we're doing our Space Corps, our Space Force, like, military branch. Has any other, like, is anyone else racing to, like, militarize space? Has, like, Russia been like, we're going to have a space part two or China or
anything
like that?
Right now, no, and the Air Force already had a Space Force.
Okay.
And we told Trump, the Air Force said, we've got space handled. They have a Space Force. Mm-hmm. But now, take away that, we have a new Space Force. Which is weird because,
it seems like it would only stress out other countries to go like, hi, we have our space military now. And then other like powerful countries, like, isn't China more powerful? Like, isn't China just going to go like, okay, we'll be in space too. And
yeah. Well, when you look, okay, like this is a weird thing that happened when China sent a rover to the moon, right? What, to Jade Helm and, or Jade, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. In like 2015. Do you remember that, Wade? China going to the moon? That it was news, but it wasn't big news.
I don't know. I'm sure we talked about it.
One of the first photos that was released was actually a photo from one of the American lunar landings.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, one of the major first photos that released was a fake photo,
mm-hmm.
which is so fucking weird. And also, they claimed they were going to land at a certain part of the moon, but they actually went to a different part of the moon.
Well, aren't they like the kings of propaganda? Like,
Yeah. So I'm just saying it's weird that, of course, it's all the bullshit's happening even with their space program. Like, yeah, okay. It bothers me because I'm like, oh, I feel like all that propaganda is mostly against us. I feel like we are the world bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
Because we own so many countries, because, and not necessarily the United States, but United States people that have invested in countries. And then, like, you know, there's this whole thing where we go in and say, hey, we'll give you a lot of money.
Wait, does that mean that the false flag is to ingratiate the U.S. with other countries? To say, like, oh, good thing we had that Space Force.
I mean, I have no idea. I really don't, because I'm...
Let's get off of this Greer guy and say like that he's right, and there's going to be a false flag where we fight aliens. What are the ramifications of that?
Well, what does that look like? Here's what I say first.
Yeah,
off,
and also, what's the video?
I believe that we have UFOs. Mm-hmm. That were made by man that look and act like regular UFOs. I also believe that aliens would never attack us, and I say that because
well, if they attacked us, we wouldn't know it. We'd be like,
but we'd be dead like in a that. Second.
Yeah.
And so here's the thing: if there is a UFO attack, please question it, because why would any alien race need to attack us?
And I feel like we'd only question it. Like, I feel like in any situation, if I saw like a UFO in the sky, I would be like, who put that up there? Like,
right.
Like, I but wouldn't like, were, like my
this
first
is,
thought wouldn't
this
be
is viral
that,
marketing for Men in Black 4.
Right. Like, it would only be being skeptical. Even if I saw it floating in the sky right in front of me, I'd be like, oh, cool. Holograms have gotten awesome. Like, it would only be skepticism.
That's a whole thing. That's what I didn't believe for a long time. There was a thing called Project Blue Beam where the holograms have gotten so good that this alien invasion was going to be done by holograms from space. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, fuck that.
But they don't.
But here's the thing. He's saying that the crafts are good enough and the technology is good enough for us to go, oh, these are fucking aliens, when they're not.
So you're saying it's going to be like War of the Worlds, only real, only fake.
Yeah. But here's my, the thing is this, if we can just start having conversations about what aliens are and if they exist, what our place in the universe is.
Okay, but don't you think, listen, I know this is a sci-fi podcast and this is what we're talking about, but should we as a society really put a bunch of time into going like, what if UFOs exist and what would we do? shouldn't we be going like, hey, let's cut the military budget and put it into education?
I mean, I love that, but then we'll never win because...
But neither will, like, hey, everybody, let's start thinking about where UFOs are going to come from and what we're going to do. But like, that seems like a... what's it called? A distraction.
I think that conversation is what will lead to the money going towards education, because it's like, we need to be smarter as a society. We need to be smarter.
Oh, I fully doubt that. I think if that happens, they're going to be like, we need more military budget, and then they cut all of the education.
I know. That's what's the thing that scares me is this. If aliens ever attack, consider this. If aliens are attacking, and then that makes you go, oh shit, even Roswell was real, why haven't they attacked us since then? And with that being said, they would own the fuck out of us.
Mm-hmm.
Technology, whatever. So, like, whatever this... Let's say that the false flag is happening. I'm just trying to say, how do you identify that it's a false flag? You've seen District 9, and you see this race of aliens that, like, we treat like shit, whatever, and they have cool guns, but they're not that much advanced other than getting here. I'm just saying, though, that, like, if it is a false flag, what the fuck? How could you tell? And I think that it comes from how they're attacking us. It's like, why would you just start? There is not.
Okay, so hang on. Yeah, you need to paint the picture of like how this false flag goes, because I'm picturing like fighter jets shooting at a UFO. Like, what are you saying it's going to be? It's going to be like one of our UFO, our fake UFOs, like shooting at, like, I don't know, the Pentagon or something?
Well, okay, yeah, this is great. I think that these UFOs that are made by man would attack and kill a bunch of things, right? Mm-hmm. And then they'd probably, if it was a false flag, I feel like they wouldn't stick around and keep winning because they could win the fight. So they would attack us, take some casualties, and then leave.
Okay, so I wake up and I see on the news, like, aliens are real, and they just shot up the Santa Monica Pier or whatever. Yeah. And then they zoomed off. What are we going to do?
We got to get our defenses up for when they come back.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
So, yeah, that's a huge thing of it being a false flag, is if they don't finish the fight, because if a race traveled here to fight us, they could win.
I feel like the frustrating thing is, even if this false flag thing happens, it's like, you're not going to get people to think critically about it. Like, it's like, I'm curious, like, in the thought experiment of this, if this actually happened, would people fall more on the side of like, that was bullshit, or would they just go like, okay? I mean, I guess in either case,
dude,
they could justify the spending.
We've seen
and just like,
it would just happen.
Here's exactly, dude,
9/11. I'm not saying 9/11 was an inside job. I'm saying the way that we reacted to 9/11 was,
who are we going to kill?
Well, no, I'm saying it was like, okay, shit, like, I'm American, I'm going to be American, I'm going to root for America. The government says, like, hey, to get these guys who, like, did 9/11, we have to, like, kind of take away some of your rights. And everyone's like, okay, yeah, do it, like, because we want to kill these guys. Like, we've already seen what would happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if aliens came and did some shit like that, all of America would be like, yeah, okay, whatever it takes.
Do what you need, yeah.
Do it.
Yeah. So it's going to be hard. What I'm saying is, it's going to be hard to get people to think critically about, like, in this scenario of, like, but they left, you know, like, let's point towards that. It's like, you can think about, like, yeah, that's what we need to think about, but
like,
I feel like it's just going to be frustration.
You take away the hippie vote.
Not getting anyone to react in the way that
you take away the hippie vote, because it's like, oh, maybe they're peaceful. Like, no, they attacked us.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to do something. We've got to get ready.
Mm-hmm.
Instead,
you're right. Like, you're right. If they had, like, let's say the aliens don't exist, they could still do this. They could still, like, come up with some crazy fucking plane.
And so what's the next Patriot Act? I mean, I get what you're saying. It's like, I know that this leads nowhere, and it's like, they're already in control. If you believe in this, if you believe in the secret military power, they've already won. So what is the point of perpetuating anything more? What do you need more? Like, obviously, you know, you look at the Bezos, you know, you look at like Amazon, richest, he was announced richest man.
Oh yeah.
And
so rich.
You look at all, then you start hearing about all the company or all their warehouses where it is actually impossible to work at. Whatever. I mean,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like,
what's your point, though?
He's a piece of shit. But like, I'm like, people, I think one argument has always been like, well, you already have all the money. Why get more? It's like, well, that is not, it's not about how much you have. It's that addiction to getting more.
Right. Yeah.
I guess, but
it's also like, hang on. I mean, that's a very oversimplification of like being a billionaire. Like, you have to maintain these companies. Like, maybe you're a billionaire on paper, but like a lot of that is not liquid. So you have to maintain Amazon. You can't just shut Amazon down and be like, okay, I'm done. So like, it's about like running a business.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to compare it to, is that like, well, it's not the fact that they've already have the control and that they already have money. It's like, no, that this plan supposedly started in the 50s, and it was the plan to make sure that they were always in control. Because it's like, as a military force, what happens when there's no more wars? Let's say all the world's people said, hey, we're not going to fight with anybody anymore. The militaries wouldn't stop being militaries.
But the thing is, it's one hand giving to the other. Like, it's the government paying military contractors to make things for the government, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's all kickback money. That's all like, okay, so like,
Northrop Grumman
owns
all the,
this company, so we're in a contract with him so that he's like now a millionaire or whatever. Like, none of that is going to matter. They'll find a way to like keep giving each other money and keep giving the taxpayers money to one another. It doesn't have to be military.
So but like, what happens if, let's say, the whole world's population said, we're not going to fight anymore?
Well, then it would be like, cool. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say cool.
but it would be
a,
none of the militaries would go away. Right? There's no way. To be like, all right, well, we'll still be ready.
Of course they wouldn't go away, because like, you have to have a defense, right?
Yeah.
Just because you're all saying that we're not going to fight each other doesn't mean that you should like put down all your guns.
But I feel like the way that I picture the world right now, even though it's not the way that it is, it's like, a lot of people feel like there's no more war. And when I say a lot of people, I mean specifically Americans that are currently like enjoying their life right now. You know, it's like, sure, we have military presence everywhere. Sure, we have threats from, we have fucking idiot Trump. We have North Korea. We have fucking all these things. But like, and I know that there is killing going on right now, but a lot of people feel like there is no war right now, and that everything's fine.
No one feels like there is no war. That's crazy. I don't know why you would say that. A lot of people think there is no war.
When I picture like my niece, I don't feel.
How old is your niece?
She's 17.
Okay.
I feel like whether there is shit going on in the world or not, I don't feel like she's connected to it, because I don't feel
she's
like
17.
But when I say a lot of people, I mean the next generation is what I'm trying to say. The next generation, I don't feel like, is aware of actually how much war is going on that isn't considered war, because it's not in the news.
What gives you that impression?
Because it's not in the news. If you watch the news, if you're on social media, I'm saying it's not, you're not reminded that that's happening. You have to go find it. Is that far-fetched? Is that like conspiracy theorists talking? Does everybody know?
I don't think it's it's just, I feel like it's you projecting on an entire generation that they have their head in the clouds and/or sand.
Because I mean, my take is, sure. I mean, there was a school shooting today in Van Nuys. Did you know that?
No, I read about the one yesterday. I haven't been online today, but like,
I mean, that's what I'm getting at. There was a school shooting.
Well, just because I didn't hear, there's this fucking school shooting every day.
But there's been basically one every week this year.
Yeah,
that's the average. But there was, but it was in Van Nuys. I'm just saying that like news doesn't travel fast. Of, I'm not saying that you're not connected to the news. I'm saying nobody is. You. I only heard about it because somebody told me. I don't look for news.
But this is all so, like, what are you? I just don't understand what you're saying right now.
I'm just saying that I feel like,
because a lot of the things that you say sound like an old man saying, like, nobody understands it like I do.
Well, it's definitely not like I do, because I'm definitely not a regular person. I'm not connected to anything.
Well, but do you understand what I'm saying? Like, yeah. A lot of it sounds like you're just looking down your nose at the next generation.
No. I'm if it sounds that way, I'm sorry. That's definitely what I'm trying to do. But I'm saying, did you hear about the shooting today?
I didn't, no. But I haven't really looked at the news that much.
But I'm
like
saying
either.
Like, how did we not hear about this Van Nuys school shooting?
Mm-hmm.
Because it wasn't big enough. Is that the thing?
I mean, I don't know. But it means it's like you said that your 17-year-old niece isn't aware of all the wars that are going on. I feel like I'm personally not aware of all the wars that are going on, because if I was feeling more like, anytime you feel like a more active engagement of like being aware of all the horrible things that are happening on the planet, it's. I don't know. It's hard because there's a lot of bad things going on.
I'm just saying, I feel like the way it's presented, it makes it easier for you to turn it off. That's what I'm trying to say. And I project that on the new generation because.
But the thing is, you wouldn't have known. I mean, like, if anything, more people know more now than ever before, because you used to have to turn on the news to fucking know anything or read the paper.
But I think that's an old man ideology that it's getting to you. Sure, you're connected to more things, but you're tuning out more things.
Well, no, my point was that I haven't been online today. I haven't been like connect. I haven't been, for all intents and purposes, reading the newspaper today, right? And so that doesn't mean that I didn't hear about this Van Nuys shooting because I'm not connected. Or because news is like not inundating me, it's just because I was playing video games.
But I'm not trying to say anything about anything. I'm just saying that I feel like most people are more concerned with their day to connect to the news. That's what I don't know how to say that. I'm not trying to look down on them. I'm just saying that like, oh, you have your things that you're into, and that's what you do, and that's your day, and then you find out about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so
that's everyone in the history of America.
But I feel like now that there's a chance that we could be more connected, it's easier for us also to turn it off.
I don't know, man. This all just, I don't buy into any of this, because I feel like you either want to be connected to the news or you don't. If it's important to you, you do that. There's been people throughout history who have been like, oh, I don't follow current events. I don't know. I'm not into politics, whatever. I watched this man on the street interview from the 70s the other day, and it was just like the first time these people had seen like a camera and shit like that. And they were talking about how much information they had. They were like, we're overwhelmed by information right now. And it's just like, nothing ever changes. Like, nobody, we don't stop looking at news because there's more news or less news. We're just all there like trying to live our lives. Like, I don't really think anything ever changes.
And listen, I agree with you on that. And so what happens? Because this is the sad thing that I think of is, let's say we prove that there are aliens. I feel like for most people, it's like, okay, well, cool. I'm still gonna go do the things that I do, and that's and I have nothing against that. I'm just saying that like. I feel like that should be world-changing.
But what would it change? I mean, I feel like there's, you know, I feel like there's lots of input that you could take in and go like, there's this study in quantum physics. Oh, the nature of reality is different than I thought it was. It doesn't like, you kind of like don't, I don't know what, it's like, I feel like I very much just like live a life that like, you react to what is within your control, and if it's not within your control, you sort of don't. There's not, if you can't do anything with it, you don't do, you don't change course that much.
Here's the shocking thing that I don't know if it's shocking, it seems shocking in my mind, is that I feel like at some point we're going to learn that existence is not what we think it is, and that it should be different. And to me, this is a hopeful thing of a connected consciousness, which is life.
You want to be a Borg?
No. And definitely, to me, connected consciousness is not we're all working towards the same goal. It's like the beauty of life and creation and creativity makes life and creation and creativity more creative and more creation. And I feel like we've truncated ourselves by competing with each other. And I know that this sounds like an idealistic, like, oh, capitalism sucks. Capitalism's great. What sucks is we've allowed a system to have people in charge of us. The weird thing is, when I picture an alien race that is so smart that they don't even want to deal with us, I try to contemplate what kind of system of sociality that they have, which is like, do you guys joke around? Are you just trying to mind things? Are you communicating? Are you all part of a hive mind? I guess what I'm getting at is, I don't like the way that we interact with other humans.
Mm-hmm.
And I ideologically think of how a more intelligent race would interact with themselves, and it makes me go like, it's easy for us to go like, oh, well, yeah, there was a shooting in Vegas. Yeah, it was a male. Oh, a jogger got killed this week. She was attacked. A male attacked her. And I'm like, we have this male dominance. And I'm like, does that go away with an intelligent society? I try to contemplate what a different society would do that travels throughout the stars. And so what is the most important thing?
Society and like a utopian society. I feel like a utopian society isn't having those hiccups. Isn't doing anything.
Yeah.
Doesn't have any of those.
There's so much to unpack with what you just said. First being that, like, you believe that there's aliens who are so smart that they don't want to have anything to do with us, which I don't believe. Because if they're that smart, they would figure out a way to deal with us. There's no reason to not puppet some, like, shitty, dumb society. Like, you would just do that, right? Wouldn't you? If it would benefit you in any way?
I feel like, I'm more towards the side of, like, they haven't been here in hundreds of years. Like, I think they just don't go, they're not even over by us hanging out.
I don't think they exist at all.
You don't think there's any aliens even in
the expanses?
Not that
have been here.
Right, that have been here, no.
And
but you don't think there's any aliens out there anywhere?
No, I believe that. But only because it would be sort of ignorant not to.
Do you think they're just not aware of us at all?
I don't think they're aware of us, no. And I certainly don't believe that they are so much aware that they have decided to write us off. I think that would be ridiculous. But then also, like, I don't think with intelligence comes compassion in any way. I think maybe the opposite. I think, like, if you're super smart, you're less empathetic, right? And so I would doubt that, like, a society that's super smart would be, like, whatever... this male thing that you were saying, like, I would say that would still exist. You know, it would just be to the nth degree. I think it would probably be worse.
Because we socially can say that's bad.
I think, like, as a race, we're pretty compassionate. Like, there's, you know, social programs set up all over the place. Like, yeah, there are people who, like, lack empathy and want to be capitalists, but I think for the most part, we're all, like... I mean, that's why Sally Struthers is on TV going, like, look at this poor child, give us your money. And people are like, yeah, okay. And fucking Sarah McLachlan is like singing about abused puppies, and people are like, "Yeah, take my money." I don't think that like, I don't know. I feel like we're pretty compassionate as a species.
I mean, I 100% agree with you, and I think people want to be good. I just feel like the people in charge are not. That's all, and I feel like that is such a shift.
Well, so if I'm an alien and I see that, I'm not going to let that fly.
But it's weird to... I try to abstractly think about that. Like when you watch a dog attack another dog, how do you make sure that doesn't happen again? Because you can't communicate to the dog that you should never... You can spank him, you can discipline them, but it'll probably happen again. And so, like, that's an abstract communication that I think you can apply to aliens, where it's like, you know what, like Pearl, the girl leaned down to pet her and she bit her and drew blood, and it's like,
Pearl is a dog.
That's our dog,
right? You need to say stuff like that. It just sounds like,
yeah. But she and she attacks little children that run by her. And then, like, we haven't mastered how to communicate to her that all those things are wrong. We can discipline her then, but we can't guarantee it won't happen again.
But that's... I don't understand that comparison, because we're much smarter than Pearl is.
But
we know that the conflicts we're getting into are...
I would
not
agree with
right.
you if humans weren't the cause of most humans' deaths. We are so stupid
yeah,
that
we
can
that
kill each
wrong.
Other.
We know it's wrong.
But we still do it.
Well, but that's the difference. Pearl doesn't know that it's wrong.
But every serial killer knew that it was wrong to do that. Every military person knew that it was
that's
wrong.
That's not a good comparison at all.
But like I'm trying to say, picture why every human has killed every human. Picture military. You convince yourselves that it's right to go kill someone else. Like, that's a weird...
No one who's ever killed somebody else through military has felt good about it, unless they're like psychopaths who become cops.
But
sorry, cops, you just got waited.
But I'm saying, though, that we allow it to happen and it's okay. And
but Willie, nobody feels good about it.
I think that they do. We say...
I don't know who you're talking about. Who is this we that you're talking about? I don't say, like, yeah, go to Afghanistan and kill those guys. I've never said that. I've never said it's okay.
We protected the United States today.
Who
by
did?
Taking
who?
Down...
Who's we? I just think you project so much, and you sort of like...
That's the only way I can see the world.
Well, stop seeing it that way, because it's making you a negative person.
But when we go in and kill a bunch of people, how can I say that, like, oh, they didn't mean to?
You don't have to. There's no reason for you to. You had no decision in that. You can say, like, oh, that sucks. Why would you? Why would you rationalize it?
Because we allow it to happen.
I don't.
But you do by...
My voice is not heard. I don't believe in our government.
But I'm saying, though, that, like... Even though you oppose it, you're still allowing it to happen.
How so am I allowing it to happen? What do you want me to do about it?
That's what I'm saying.
Should I go vote for the other guy? Is that going to change?
But I'm saying, though, that
we're so far down the fucking rabbit hole, dude, that there's no reason for me to feel bad that a bunch of these fucking dickheads who run the government, who are like, oh, we need to secure the oil in that area, so we're going to go kill a bunch of people. That's not on me. It is in no way on me. And I refuse to believe that it is.
Where do you fall on that? Because obviously we're at where it ends.
No, I mean it's all pretty overwhelming. I feel like
it's
I don't
weird
feel responsibility. I mean, I feel frustrated, but I feel like there's not a lot of options of things to do to. Like, I feel very powerless most situations, especially
that,
in the bigger.
The reason why
the
I ask that though
things.
Is because I feel like. The powerless is a state that they put us in, and that we actually
well,
could
for sure.
We actually yeah. could
I'm
stop.
Not arguing against that.
But I don't. I'm just trying to. I'm
You're talking
to
about a revolution. You're talking so fucking grand scheme that it's like, how the fuck What are we going to do?
But I feel like the that's the way to go into the future is to
overthrow the government,
is to have the ideology of what it should be.
I don't know.
That's that's an abstract, dude. There's no reality where that happens.
I know, but I'm still trying to figure it out.
That's like optimistic though. Like I feel already pretty defeated, like in regards to most of that stuff.
And I'm like, what? Voting isn't going to do it. Telling them they're wrong isn't going to do it. We got to overthrow them and start over. What did you guys think about the talk? I know that this wasn't a legitimate big claim, but California seceding from the United States. When you guys heard anything about that, I know that it was like, it's all bullshit. But when you thought about that, did you go like, oh yeah, we would be better off without the fucking, the dregs of the bullshit states?
I just dismissed it pretty quickly and was like, oh, that will never happen. So I didn't think too
hard
about
most of
it.
California is like rich Republican. So like mm-hmm. it's a weird, I'm like, I feel like, oh, we're all liberal here. But like the money, the reason why that came up is because the money of California is not the liberal money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You go down, I don't know, whatever. I don't mean to go off. I'm just saying that like.
I don't know, man. You have like these like really poetic points of view that you think that nobody else shares with you, and we all do, but it's like we're more realistic about it.
Well, I mean, the thing is that like I don't feel like I'm trying to separate myself or that I'm better or anything. I'm just like, I'm trying to put this out there to be like, what can we actually do right now? Can we actually do something right now? Without it being a movement,
you can vote a third party.
Yeah, it's funny. We both always advocate that third party would change America,
but it would need to be a realistic third party. Like it would need to not be like a vote against.
Well, that's the weird thing, like, is that all the third parties are so crazy. But if you can get a third party in, then it changes the whole legal system in America.
Yeah, but the thing is, the legal system in America is set up for two parties. To get a third party in, to get the financing that you would need to have a substantial third party, you have to get like 5% of the vote, which is insane. Like you just can't do it.
And also 5% of the vote like doesn't move the needle enough. All it does is takes, I don't know. I mean, I feel like the two parties have done so much to really just be right, just be in that middle area where like, okay, I guess this one has more of my views, you know?
Yeah, it's awful, but why are we talking about this?
I have who knows.
Well, because
Willie's being romantic.
Romantically, because when I poetically think of us adding aliens to our future, we have to consider their thoughts too. And here we are. I only say that because I do believe in alien races, and I do believe that they are here and that they don't need to interact with us. But I'm like, how does that affect your life going forward, knowing that, like, oh, hey, and space, instead of like, oh, yeah, my fucking student loans, my credit cards, whatever. I'm just saying we are a money-based society.
It's also a great distraction for you to be worried about aliens rather than like, oh, where's my kid's education going to come from?
My kid is already smarter because of me.
What do you guys think that fake false flag will look like if it does happen?
Well, that's the funny thing, is that like you have to prove that we need to throw money at it. And so
if it were me, I would blow up the Statue of Liberty.
If you were in charge of it?
If I was running this?
I feel like the fake false flag, they do a bad job, and we would like, we'd know it was fake, right?
Because it's the Statue of Liberty. How did they know that was important to us?
No,
they'd blow up Disney World, and they'd be like, there's a lot of people there.
If I want to get all these Trumpets on my side, I'm going to blow up the Statue of Liberty. And then Trump will come out and be like, that was a symbol of America. I can't even do Trump right now. But
like, what if it was the Great Wall of China? Hey, man, what? Oh, that was so great before. We should get on board too, America. We should join in.
Care. America would
I know,
not
that's
care
what I'm
that.
Saying. And so it has to be, that's the thing, the false flag has to be against America because we are the world, quote unquote.
Well, wait. Do you think hang on. Is this a worldwide thing? I thought this was just an America thing.
It will be perpetuated by America.
If it's a worldwide thing, then it's going to be multiple, it's going to be like the Eiffel Tower, the Statue of Liberty.
It's going to be Independence Day. It's going to be the White House. It's going to be...
Whatever happened in Independence Day.
Because what happens if these aliens attack Antarctica and we're like...
Trump would love to blow up the White House. Trump Hang on, that's what it'll be. If Trump has any say, they'll blow up the White House so that he can go live in his fucking Trump tower.
Mar-a-Lago's the new White House, guys. I guess this is the Capitol now.
Also, I'm going to charge you rent for the next billion years.
What happens when the aliens show up and they blow up Walmart headquarters?
Then
there's going to be a debate on like, well, maybe they were trying to send a
message. If aliens weren't observing us for years and they showed up and they were like, what's the most important hub? I feel like they would look at like Disneyland and they'd go like, oh, this is, where's the leader? You know, they'd like, because there's all these people
waiting
in lines.
According to our records,
and...
their leader is this creature called Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, they're just focusing on that.
They listen to Mickey Mouse.
More people show up to Disneyland than any fucking where else in the world.
Mm-hmm. Look at how futuristic these buildings look. This space land looks like more like our architecture.
This is obviously.
I mean, that's how you can tell that the alien invasion is real if it like doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm. If it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, where it's like, they attacked the Hollywood sign.
I think they did that in Independence Day, didn't they?
No.
They attacked, I don't remember. I know they did the that big old building. They did a big old building.
They did
the
Hollywood downtown, the downtown building in Hollywood,
yeah,
in
big
LA.
Big old downtown building.
Yeah.
The LA Live building.
There
or
was the big party to welcome. We like you.
I feel like so if there is this secret society, how come nobody's like leaked it? Like how come no one's? If there is this secret cabal of 200 people who are plotting this alien invasion, like I feel like people get too excited about being the whistleblower.
Okay, hold on. If there's only 200 people in this cabal, mm-hmm. and let's say for statistics' sake. That 1,000 people had been connected to it and actually knew about it. Let's say 1,000. Because it is a secret. Mm-hmm. So you don't even tell your wife because your phone, your room is tapped, mm-hmm. you know, your phone is tapped, you're being watched, you've been threatened that if you tell anybody, even when you're drunk, your grandma's dead. Mm-hmm. So let's say 1,000 people know. There are whistleblowers online releasing videos, but how do you find those? Mm-hmm. They're not going to be directed towards you. You have to go search for them.
Uh-huh. See, I think if there's 200 people in charge, they're all going to be so fucking power hungry that they would eat themselves alive. It would be like Survivor every day. It'd be like everybody undercutting everybody else. I just don't think they could sustain themselves.
Yeah, and that is a valid point because it's like who is more powerful? Like because Stephen Greer claims that there are at least 29 positions above the presidency, mm-hmm. and I'm like, oh, that's very interesting because
yeah, but why wouldn't the president just like put them all in Guantanamo?
I think that the threat is from anybody. Whether it's real or not, whether they killed JFK or not, anybody who claims to be anybody who is above the president can say, oh, well, do what you want, but JFK tried to do what he wanted. You know, that like you have the threat of we killed a president in the past that was actually trying to do something good.
Whether it's real or not. We all got to die sometime, man.
there's never been like a bureaucratic... like system that's worked so well that I don't see like the secret one not like fucking up in some big way and like I feel like somebody would have put a book out by now to be like
there are books out.
But not like in a credible way where you look at that book and go like
Warren Beatty, right? The Omaha guy, am I getting that right?
No, Warren Beatty's Dick Tracy.
Buffett.
Ned Beatty.
Warren Buffett he lives in Vegas. Right?
Warren Buffett.
Investor guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wouldn't he be a part of this? He's like one of the top 10 richest dudes in the world.
He doesn't have to be in... No, definitely not. Like, money doesn't matter. What matters is your position of power.
I see, then I don't buy it, because money is all that matters.
But this money is like off the books. Like, how do you prove...
I mean, come on.
Listen. The secret. The secret.
But don't you understand what I'm saying?
The Black Project.
These people
book
would
money
eat themselves
isn't on
alive.
The books.
Yeah, but they're not off the grid. Like these people who are these secret society guys, they exist. They can't just like be invisible. Like people, they're around. They're walking around.
Otherwise,
they have a mansion.
They'd be pretty lonely.
Have you? Well, I mean,
I just think that you're picturing some weird like comic book version of like League of like villains who like live on a mountain somewhere.
Well, have you guys seen? Well, here's the thing: is like even in the '90s, I was watching a video about the people that get onto the airplanes that fly to Area 51, right? Because mm-hmm. there was a guy trying to reveal secrets, and so he followed people. And it was like, hey, you're on the airline that goes to Area 51. What can you tell me? And like, you know, they're all like, oh, nothing. But like, so here he is videotaping people getting off the plane and trying to talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we have an airline that definitely flies to Area 51. Mm-hmm. And back then it was probably legit, but they definitely moved. As soon as Area 51 like came on the map, it's like, oh, let's move all our secret UFO plane testing somewhere else.
Yeah.
Barack Obama was the first president that acknowledged the existence of Area 51.
Mm-hmm.
Yet we've heard about it for decades.
What's your point?
My point is that like, we have someone trying to expose these people, videotaping them, interviewing them, whatever.
Yeah, in the shittiest way possible. Let's say that I work at Area 51. I'm making $200,000 a year. And then some reporter sticks a fucking mic in my face and goes like, hey, where are you going? What are you doing? Why would I fucking tell you anything?
I agree.
Be smarter about it.
I totally agree.
No,
but the
like,
thing is that
shitty
like,
journalism.
I agree with you, but I'm saying that's the only... That's the only person that has ever approached them about it. Let's say you work for Area 51 and you're making money and the IRS tries to audit you. I feel like that goes away. It's not like, oh, well, I should. I'm saying that these secret entities take care of themselves and they would never get audited. Let's say they make. Money
they work for the government.
Of the
Why
books.
Would they get audited?
Well, I'm just trying to say that they support themselves, and that like, how would we hear about? Let's say somebody was a billionaire because he worked at Area 51. That's not on the records. That's not even on the IRS records. That's not. The money is not kept track of. Okay. Hold on. Let's get back. Let me just jump this idea back into the topic. Meaning. Recently in 2017, there was the UFO video was released from the secret naval. There was a guy in the Navy that, did you see that?
I don't know if I saw
late, it. Late 2017, he saw a UFO and he,
okay.
I mean, that's when it was released. The Washington Post talked about this mm-hmm. UFO video and the New York Times. They both released their stories on the same day, and they released the video of the UFO that this Navy pilot tracked, like in 2012, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have two giant publications releasing the story on the same day. UFOs have always been, and this is a conspiracy theorist talking, but UFOs have been number one top secret. And so in order for a story to make the news, it has to go through so many hurdles just to make the news. Mm-hmm. Sure, and here's the thing. You can check this. Any UFO story that happened previous to 2017 has a rebuttal story of like, oh, it was swamp gas. Mm-hmm. Actually, the military came in and said it was swamp gas.
Well, then that mm-hmm. means it doesn't have many hoops to go through. Because if there's a rebuttal, then how many hoops would it have had to gone through?
I'm saying that if you actually posted a UFO
story... Listen, I'm with you on the rebuttal thing.
Did this one get a rebuttal, the late 2017 one? No rebuttals?
And I
no explanation of, like,
no.
light or
They actually, the pilot actually explains more things that this craft did that they, let's say there was 2 minutes of video, they released 30 seconds of the video, mm-hmm. and it wasn't anything that he described it doing, meaning like it stopped on a dime and like did weird G-force things.
Uh-huh.
So there was a story, they released what they said the craft did, but the only video they showed was the craft going fast.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, if you're going to both, if two big publications release this story and this guy talks about the thing, the crazy things that it did, and then that was edited out, even though you release the story, you don't show the video of the crazy things that it did.
Mm-hmm.
That's a weird, crazy thing to me where it's like, oh, well, they believe it enough to release it, but they won't. They actually won't show you the video of it doing the crazy things that he said it did.
Mm-hmm. And he said he got video of that as well?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And so to me, it's like there's a weird distinction of like you put it into our minds the things that it can do, and supposedly the video supported that, but you how
do
did that video
to
get edited?
People to be more and believe this false flag alien invasion that's coming up?
I do, because it's timed release. They didn't show the crazy stuff happening, but they put it in your mind.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like if that was such a big story, I wonder why I didn't see it. You know, it's sort of like if it was such a big thing, like are people just so quick to be dismissive of any UFO stuff? Because I didn't see that at all. That didn't come close
to me,
my radar.
That, and I wish Wade was here for this. He's going pee. That is the crazy part about what I'm trying to say about millennials. Mm-hmm. Is it like, here we have crazy news
mm-hmm.
of a UFO, and it didn't get everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you're not connected. I'm saying it didn't get to you.
Right.
And sure, I run in the UFO circles.
It didn't get that signal boost
but here,
for me to see
the
it.
Washington Post and New York Times released a story about UFOs and a video supporting the claims.
Yeah.
And it didn't get to you. These are the two biggest publications in Is the Los Angeles Times bigger than the Washington Post?
I don't think so. No, oh no, not at all.
New York Times.
Yeah, New York Times.
So I'm saying
Washington Post,
the two biggest publications in America.
Yeah.
Released a UFO video in 2017, and you didn't get it.
No, I didn't see it. But I'm wondering, like, was there, like, I'd be curious to like dig into it and be like, was there some sort of explanation or
no.
Explaining it away after the fact.
No.
Because I feel like most of those things that you see, you go like, okay, this is explained.
That's
or this
what I'm
is
saying.
Just, or this is so far out
they,
there that you
they
don't
They offer
get
rebuttal,
an explanation.
But this one they didn't. And uh-huh. then also the Pope since 2012 saying like, well, if aliens exist, they're children of God too. So here you have the biggest religious figure in the world saying
classic Pope line.
That if aliens exist, they're children of God.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the two biggest publications in America supporting a UFO claim finally and releasing the video of it.
Did you see this UFO video, Wade?
No, I think we got into a big fight about it before because I hadn't seen it.
Because I feel like it didn't come on my radar at all. Like I have no awareness.
And it wasn't on your radar either, right, Wade? Like you didn't hear
about
it?
No, I didn't know about it.
But like that was my point about the millennials is that like the two biggest publications in America released UFO video and nobody saw it.
But maybe that just comes from like years of like UFO videos coming out and then moments later it's like it was lights
but
from the military.
They haven't come out in forever. The last big UFO video was there was a Chicago airport. There was a UFO hovering over it.
Mm-hmm.
In 2000, I'd say 13.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I think I gotta park my hog.
The military came, or whoever came back and said, oh, it was swamp gas. And then before that was the Phoenix Lights. And
uh-huh.
There aren't too many UFO stories that make it into the mainstream media.
Yeah.
And so for two of them to come out on the same day, it's the same event. And then also the Pentagon admitted that they spent $12 million in black project money investigating
that.
UFOs.
They had a ton of money
in that
UFO
released
stuff.
That was released in the same time.
Yeah.
And so to me, it's like this is released on purpose to get it into your mind that like, oh shit, aliens.
So what Stephen Greer would have us take from that is let's not buy into it when the false flag happens.
let's not buy into it in that aliens are real, but they're not going to attack us.
So, but hang on. So now you're saying that that footage that we got in a fight over was fake, so to set up this false flag?
I think so, because Washington Post and New York Times released the footage. Here's the thing. I don't know what I believe, but they both released their story on the same day, which is pretty crazy that they both got the same story released on the same day.
Well, that's generally the way news works.
Not UFO sightings. Because one publication won't consider it credible. Whatever. I won't go into that. But all I'm saying is that, like, you have the two biggest publications in America both saying this UFO story.
Well, they got it from the AP wire.
But
we had that little ticker tape, and it would, like,
UFOs
would
don't
say,
make the AP wire, because you didn't hear about the Chicago one either, right?
I don't know what we're even talking about, man. Like, weird that you're like, hey, everyone, believe in UFOs, but then also don't believe in this one because they reported on it.
I'm not definitely saying that either. I'm saying that, like, if there is a UFO story out there that makes you believe that UFOs are aliens, then won't you subscribe to the fact that if they are real and they've been here the whole time, they haven't been a threat to us?
But it's like, I can't win, because either I don't believe in UFOs, or if I do, then I'm believing in the wrong UFOs.
But I'm not trying to beat you. I'm just trying
to propose,
like, questions.
It's a circular logic that I'm fighting against, where, like, either I'm with you that aliens exist, or I'm with you that aliens exist, but also, like, these UFOs are fake. It's like this weird, like, how do I wrap my head around, like, what I'm supposed to believe?
But this has changed for me, too, because he's changed my perspective.
Right, okay, so this is, like, a new thing. So, but, like, you still believe in UFOs.
You
believe that the UFOs that have been reported on are military.
I believe most of them have been military, if not.
Well, then what about the ones that you see and that you summon? Like those people in the desert that you mentioned earlier. Are they summoning UFOs, or are they summoning military aircraft?
When they summon things, they are ETs. And I say that because they are.
Thanks, Dave.
They are. They get a response. Well, okay, hold on. He says that you can tell the difference from. Because he also claims that there are no gray aliens and there are no reptilians. Those are things that were created in a lab.
So they exist, but we created them.
Yeah, yeah.
No. The grays.
Fuck this guy.
Greer.
No. But like you're taking my description of what he's saying.
Well, it's all I have to go on. I didn't read his paper. I'm just saying, if that's what he believes, then I don't believe him.
He says that we have the technology to create things hold on. When you look at alien abductions, the history of alien abductions, a lot of the weird thing, because this is where the X-Files got it from, a lot of alien abductions, they have these weird aliens that then report to humans. And that, like, they talk about the hierarchy of the aliens on a craft that have abducted a person. Mm-hmm. And it is short gray aliens, and then a weird reptilian or ex-insectoid person that's higher up. And then in some cases, there is a human that they all report to.
But can't a lot of that be explained away to, like, delusional kind of,
oh,
like,
for
stuff?
Sure, for sure. 100%. Like,
to me, it's this. I want to get everybody who believes in aliens together, but they're all believing these different things. Some of them believe that grays exist. Some of them believe they don't. Someone believe this.
Certain presidents are reptilians.
So
whatever.
I'm gonna concoct this mythology where everyone's right, and here's how it's categorized, so that I don't exclude anyone, so that everyone will believe me. So yeah, tall grays exist, yeah, but we created them in a lab. So you who believe in tall grays, you're in here. You can believe me now. And then, like, those who don't believe in tall grays but believe in reptilians, like, well, because reptilians are, like, above them. It just seems to me like somebody, like, taking pieces and going, like, here's how I can get everybody on my side.
But he's, first off, he's definitely losing this war. And second off, what he's saying is that... he's not saying that every alien abduction is not aliens. He's saying, though, that, like, this whatever secret people in charge have, whenever UFOs show up, they also show up to try to muddy the waters. Let's say alien abductions were real and they took a story, then he says that they have the capability to abduct people from their houses using that electromagnetic vibrational make you massless technology to take you out of your house and bring you into their ship.
Mm-hmm.
Because
flash phasing.
A lot of UFO abductees say that I wasn't on a ship, I was underground. And that's always been a weird thing within this realm of abductions, because and even the girl that we talked to, that was when we talked to her at the UFO convention, she said people were being abducted while they were driving and being put back into their cars while they were driving. And I'm like, that it was a crazy thing to hear, because I'm like, I've never heard of that. And it doesn't mean I believe it, but I'm like, oh, that's fucking weird. And so that's what I'm saying. When you hear something crazy that makes you go like, oh, wait, is this all fake? Like, what if it's all so crazy that it's all real? I mean, whatever. That's a stupid, easy way to be like, hey, man, listen to everything.
But that's what I'm saying. He's found a way to go like, oh, yeah, everything you've heard is real. And like, here's why, because I'm going to categorize it all for you.
And like when you say that, I go, please watch all of this. The people that were like the higher up, and listen to them talk and then judge him, you know,
higher up in what?
Secret FBI, secret CIA. I mean, like,
but if they're secret, then who?
No. But you can look up their positions. For most people,
I don't
you
believe
can,
any of those people.
You don't. I mean, like, someone who's retired FBI, retired CIA.
No, man, I don't like cops. They're all cops.
I think that they let's say you worked for the FBI and then all of a sudden you're coming out being like, hey, aliens are real.
You got a little more cred.
You got a little more cred, but like also, you have a little more like.
You're making me so uncomfortable. Do you have to go to the bathroom?
Yeah, I got a pee so bad.
You're like a toddler right now. I'm just scared that you're gonna pee all over my couch.
I got a pee so bad.
Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll wrap it up in like 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the conclusion of Real Life Sci-Fi.
Thrilling conclusion.
With our friend David Seeger.
Hi, I'm David Seeger. You called me David. You said you were going to call me Dave.
I felt like this was a more formal sort of
closure. Fair. That's fair.
I mean, usually I just call you Seeger.
Yeah, and that's fine too. I like that also.
And that's why I didn't know what to say, Dave or David. You know, people are weird that's with
fair.
Their names.
That's fair. I'm not.
Okay, so...
Who's closing? You want me to start? Who's closing? Dave, you want to start? I mean, I'm like, here's the thing is like, and I want to hear you also wait after everything I've said tonight. I know it's easy to say like, oh.
But you've run the gamut. I don't even know what I'm speaking to at this point.
I want to say specifically, our closing thoughts are, I know that the episode is the false flag of aliens invading. But I'm saying after everything you've heard tonight, if aliens invade, what's going to make you believe that it is a false flag?
Okay, that's a loaded question.
Well, I feel like I'm only going to believe it's a false flag. I feel like it'd take a lot for me to not if aliens actually invaded, I'd be like, this is crazy. The government actually did it. That's silly.
Because
I don't buy
here's
it.
Here's the thing. The thing is, I feel like you talked me into believing that aliens don't exist because you've given me so many reasons and so many justifications to believe that aliens do exist that I don't believe that they do. Like, all of these definitions and all of these, like, tying it together stuff, like, now I definitely don't believe in aliens. And so, yeah, I 100% think that an alien invasion would be a false flag. And I think, like, really, when it comes down to it, if aliens were going to attack, they would just kill us all.
It'd be the easiest thing they'd ever done, because
if they are as advanced as everyone believes that they are, why wouldn't they just kill us all? If they're not that advanced.
Even being able to be at another Earth life sustaining planet and making it over to us means that they're
why would they just attack and then run away?
You know what would make me believe that to make me not believe in the false flag alien invasion is if we caught them drinking water and like trying to steal water and leave without us knowing. You know? Mm-hmm. Like if we catch them. Like,
that would make you not believe in a false flag?
Yeah, that'd make like, oh, fuck, they really just wanted the water.
Right.
We do have some awesome water on
Yeah,
Earth.
Instead of like, they, you know what, man, they're so smart that they knew that NORAD existed in Colorado Springs and they went for the Defense Center of America.
Yeah.
No, they didn't.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, I guess that's the thing. It's like, if they do attack, like if they... I think if they attack at all, that means that they're not as advanced as we're giving them credit. Because if they feel like they need to attack, that means that like they don't feel like that they could just come here and take whatever they wanted.
Yeah.
Right?
Because what
if they felt the need to like actually attack us? That means that we could actually win.
Yeah.
If they just came here and were like, we're taking all of your water.
They show up and they're shooting bullets at us.
Or let's say pieces of metal they're firing at us. What if they're just attacking cows and we're watching them attack cows? And it's like, what are you guys doing? Like, we're the smart ones. They're like, no, the cows.
I mean, that's the best case scenario, right? Because it's like, oh, these advanced guys are fucking morons.
Or we're like, oh, shit, cows... We realize.
Oh
like,
yeah,
are we cows gonna,
oh,
were
fuck,
the
cows have been running us.
Or dolphins.
Time.
What if
we shouldn't
aliens...
have enslaved all those cows?
What if they're fighting octopi?
Well,
we're gonna sit out on this one. You guys go ahead and attack them.
They're only attacking us because the octopus are here. They're buddies.
Yeah. So, like, here's the thing: if aliens attack, I'm just a comedy writer. There's nothing for me to add to this. Like battle between aliens and humanity. I will say if they attack, that means they're probably not real. It's probably a false flag. If they come and they just steal a bunch of shit, then I'm like, oh fuck, aliens exist. And they stole our shit and now we're doomed. That's basically the end of like what I can do in either of those scenarios.
Yeah, and that's what's weird.
I guess I would be afraid that like, yeah, if a false flag happened and we like decided to like do the 9/11 thing against aliens. But really that doesn't affect me either. In the same way that like 9/11 didn't affect me. At all.
Yeah.
Like, now we're occupying the Middle East, but we were already in Desert Storm and stuff like that. Regardless, like, okay, so now we're getting our shit together against aliens. Like, it really has no effect on me. I'm just, like, not in a place where that matters to me at all. Financially.
It just affect me in as much as, like, here we go again. And you feel like... Even if you felt like, oh, I don't know if this is real or not, but they're using it as justification and they're going for it. You just like kind of like, All right, I'll do differently whatever the unseen ripple effect happens that changes my life, I'll act differently. But then
the
beyond
thing is,
that, there's not much else
to
that
add
I
on
do.
To that. I don't know. Like 9/11 did affect me in a way where, like, okay, now they're doing like border patrol shit, like within 100 miles of the border.
Were you in San Diego with us when we went down there?
Yeah.
Oh fuck.
But like, I guess it eroded my rights in a way that hasn't affected me yet.
Yeah.
But I can't see how aliens would make them justify eroding my rights any further.
Yeah.
Because what are they gonna? They're gonna start saying that we're aliens
now. Oh, and now you need fingerprint identification to go from state to state.
So,
whatever.
So if any of this happens, I'm just gonna be like, okay.
So here's my thing. I think that the sad part is we're just gonna have to wait and see. Mm-hmm. But I think that we should personally, I think you should mentally think about what your ideal future is, and then try to put aliens in that, because what if? Why not try to picture how to whatever. You're not going to get
aliens
right.
are in
Stop
my
it.
Ideal
Knock
future. Aliens in my ideal future, aliens whisk me away, take me to their spot.
They fix all
we have
my
a nice time together.
They fix my cancer.
Aliens are I'm against aliens because that just means that now we got to have an alien on every writing staff. That's just like one more position that I can't get.
You picture the first comedian to do jokes about aliens on Conan, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, you know what? We can't call them aliens. You know, you guys got to be a little bit more PC. You can't call them aliens. You know, they were here in the universe for whatever. That's stupid.
Well, we'll ask them what they want to be called.
But ultimately, the reason why I like Stephen Greer so much is because when you hear him talk, he considers that existence of humanity that involves alien existing and who we are. Obviously, this is me doing everything I can to make sure everything I talk about supports everything I've ever talked about. But he gives me the idea of humans without money. And I'm not saying he's an anti-capitalist. I'm saying that, like, he talks about meditating to communicate with other beings. And he says, you can tell if it's a real alien because if you're afraid, they back off. You can communicate with aliens right now. You can meditate and you can reach out and you can talk to entities from beyond. If you're afraid, they back away. If there is a false alien abduction happening, these are creatures that are created by military, and they've also created alien crafts. They, you know, it's weird because, sure, they don't have a soul, but it's like, here is a being that exists that was created. And that's a weird thing to wrap my head around. I don't know if I believe that. But when I hear him basically say that every fear you have of aliens is not valid and they will never hurt you because you're not trying to hurt them. You know, there are other...
But now I know this guy's full of shit.
Well, when you...
Because you can say that about humans in any way. You could not say, like, oh, if you react this one way to humans, then they'll react this way. So he's totally full of shit. Why would an entire species of aliens all behave in the same way to one reaction? He's full of shit.
I think that the weird part about everything he says is when you add consciousness to the equation. I mean, picture quantum entanglement.
Okay, I'm picturing that for sure. I know exactly what that looks like.
That when you affect one particle, that there's another particle somewhere else that is affected the exact same way. That's how they transferred that information into space so quickly. It was, you know,
here. Oh yeah, no, I know.
Whether you're into this or not, quantum computing is coming, and it's crazy, and it's gonna change the way that you think about the universe because it's. You can interact with the universe in ways that seem like magic. And so, so it's interesting to hear him talk about entities that take this and are like, well, if we were going to attack you, we could kill the universe because we have technologies that are capable of killing everybody, but our mentality is not to kill anything. And so you take a being that was spawned from, that had never even contemplating violence. It's weird to have an intelligent being.
This is just such a leap. Why would there be a being that has never contemplated violence? And why would we theorize that, like, aliens don't contemplate violence? Like, what is the...
I mean, I feel like that's... He's specifically saying, like, the aliens that, if they did contemplate violence, they would have already wiped us out?
Yeah, yeah. He's saying that their technology is so advanced that trans-dimensional travel, that they have power, and they have trans-dimensional travel involves, like, what it involves doing, they could kill everybody on accident. But, you know, I'm just saying that, like, that power is more power than any power that we have. It's stronger than nuclear power, like,
right,
traveling trans-dimensionally. So it's like, when you accept the fact that the way that you travel could... I don't know. He's saying that, like, they could go anywhere and be anywhere. And so they have powers stronger than us. And so if killing us was on their mind, it would happen before we even knew it.
We wouldn't
be attacked. Right. We would be dead. That's what he's saying.
No, I get that. I just think that it's very much theoretical.
And I get that. It's all crazy. It's all huge.
It's not huge. It's just one guy going like, well, wait, if I believe in aliens and aliens haven't killed us, then that must mean that aliens don't consider violence an option. Therefore, aliens can't be violent.
But it's not one guy, because he has high-ranking officials from every secret military entity, from every military and secret entity, like coming forward with their stories. They're trying to be whistleblowers about aliens. Mm-hmm. Hundreds. And they presented their case to Congress, and nobody heard it, and then 9/11 happened. I'm saying, like, it's not him. It's hundreds of people with military, CIA, FBI, all of the branches, astronauts, all of the branches, trying to come forward.
But they say that they have the same view of aliens, or they're just saying they have their own experiences of, hey, we've seen things, they exist, they're real.
He tries to communicate everything he's heard from everyone, but everyone has their own testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And so all I'm saying, this is the biggest whistleblower operation since America's history ever, whatever. That's a dumb way to put it. But I'm like, this is the biggest whistleblower operation going on, and no one's heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
The Disclosure Project. And so I'm like, it's weird. It's weird to me that we are connected, but we are disconnected. I'm trying to parallel that the reason why you didn't hear about the shooting today is the same reason why you didn't hear about people trying to blow whistles on aliens existing. Mm-hmm. It's all in the same realm of, well, you find what you want to find.
I just feel like people are ready to be dismissive of all that stuff because most of that stuff gets holes poked in it so fast.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you see the thing that's like, oh, octopus are aliens, and then you look at it and you go like, oh no, everyone's saying octopus aren't aliens at all, and the people who said octopus are aliens are wrong. And yeah, it's just all, like, it gets stripped away so fast
that the headline, like, wins.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know.
So I don't know. I mean, he
all right.
is the most credible whistleblower I've ever seen.
I will bet.
And you watch the video.
$100. No, I don't know.
Oh, I want to hear
this. False flag alien attack in our lifetime.
I believe that also.
What about
Willie, do you want to bet us $200?
Yes. I would
how many years have to pass before you give us each $100?
I'll give you $100 in 10 years.
Okay.
Ten years.
10 years.
And well, we, now we have to define what a false flag alien attack is. Like,
should we do?
I mean,
wait. Should we do the asteroid first? The asteroid's going to happen first.
I'm not going to bet against the asteroid.
The asteroid that
5 years for an asteroid that could end humanity that we stop heroically.
That we have to stop heroically.
Yeah, 5 years. You can take 5 years asteroid or 10 years alien. Which one do you want to do?
I'll do 5 years asteroid if you want to do 10 years alien.
10 years, there's no alien false flag.
Yeah,
I'll take that.
And I'm going to take 5 years, there's no asteroid coming at Earth.
I mean, like, I'm going to hate to collect.
To define what the asteroid false flag is, we hear this all the time. There's always an asteroid that's
real
close.
That's why I'm not taking it, because
here's my conditions of asteroid false flag. We have to actually send people
out. We have to stop it.
We have to stop it, and we have to have an active role in stopping it.
What if it's a nuke? What if it's a active role. Great. It doesn't have to be people.
We can shoot a nuke at the asteroid, sure. We have to have an active role in stopping it.
5 years. Yeah, dude. Well, what year is it? 2018? 2023. And we'll just say, what month is it? We'll just say September.
September 2023. when they blow up that asteroid with a nuke, I have to give you $100.
I mean, like no matter what, we both lose, because if you win, I'm going to feel bad. But if I win, I'm going to feel bad.
And then you guys got to shake out your
28 alien invasion.
Yeah, but it has to be like billed as an alien invasion, and then it also has to. Well, no. So what's the terms for this?
So here's what I say.
So aliens. What if aliens attack, but they're real?
If alien, they're not going to. That's why I'm like, if any alien attack happens, I'll pay. I'll pay.
Okay.
Any alien attack,
and it'll be with my $100 from the asteroid thing.
I'm like, there's no way that they're already. I mean, they're all over the moon. They're not going to attack us.
Aliens are all over the moon?
Yeah. I know. I mean, it makes me laugh how crazy it all is. But yeah, aliens are all over the moon. They're all over.
Yeah, I remember. I don't know.
It's just crazy that you believe this shit, man.
But it is great
in something.
To me.
I feel bad that I don't believe in any of this stuff. I want to believe in something magical.
Well, hey, just know that if you have a great show, like, my alien beliefs won't affect the way that I portray a regular human.
Mm-hmm.
So you can cast me.
Yeah. Oh, no. Of course.
Are you SAG?
Yeah.
Okay. As long as you're SAG.
Are you SAG?
Fuck yeah, dude. What are you talking about?
Sweet.
I know. What's the current video game company we're boycotting? Do you get all those emails?
I get them. I don't pay any attention to them.
I'm like, every time I hear a boycott from SAG, I'm like, you know what, man? You guys are kind of bullies.
They're total bullies. Unions are bullies.
Yeah.
All right. Seeger, you got anything to plug? Any upcoming projects you want people to check out or anything like that?
Oh, that's interesting. Check out College Humor's Dropout when it comes out. I will have written some webcomics on it.
Is that going to be on collegehumor.com? Or like?
I don't know how they're going to launch it, but I think it's supposed to launch end of September, like very soon.
And
like,
it's called Dropout.
It's called College Humor Dropout, and ignore all the videos. Go right to the webcomics. I wrote some webcomics.
Oh, just the comics.
I wrote some of the webcomics. You can look at the videos, too. I think that'll be interesting. And I think there'll be like a... Yeah, I don't know. Check it out.
Nice.
Willie, anything?
Fuck. Willie Bad Movies at Instagram. And follow me on YouTube, Robotic Willie.
All right, I got nothing. Thanks for listening, everybody.
One more. Follow me on Yelp. I have 800 friends on Yelp, but I have 13 followers. Follow me on Yelp.
Yelp? Why?
Because I do.
Why would you need justification on Yelp?
Well, I do like silly
validation,
silly reviews.
Yeah,
and,
but who gives a shit?
I think reviews are the biggest bullshit in the world. So follow me.
Hey guys, thanks for having me on.
Hey, thanks for coming.
I appreciate you guys.
It's funny.
Me on.
What did
like,
you think? Did you have a good time?
Yeah, this was great. Thank you for having me.
Are you scared of aliens now?
No.
Did your beliefs change in any way?
Do I believe strange?
Did your beliefs change in any way?
Not really. I mean, I'm going to look at this UFO 2017 video and feel like, I'm going to see if anyone's poked any holes in it.
Well, here's the thing that I'm not, and it's funny to throw this in there at the end, but like, do you contemplate your existence and your space in the universe? I know that like we're all trying to have whatever we have, but like, do you contemplate like your existence in? And your place in
the I feel in like anytime universe? I get real, anytime I go towards contemplative, I get overwhelmed and I dial back from that.
And I feel the same way too. And like, as much as I talk about this, I don't do as much as I want to do. And it's weird to me to go like, how can I be this champion of this future conscious, aware entity that also gives up easily because I'm addicted to phone games. So don't listen to me. I'm bullshit. I am bullshit. But I strongly believe that we should make the future better.
Oh, but, yeah. No, let's make the future better.
But I also spend money on fucking Clash of Clans.
Wait, let's make the future better.
So you don't
Wait,
need,
where do you stand on making
you don't
the future
need
better?
To listen to
I'm
me.
Against making the future better. Listen, I'm going to die within 60 years. I really don't care about the future. I don't have
16
kids.
Years?
60.
Oh, thank God.
I'm giving myself 60 years. That makes me 100. Well, it makes me 99. So I really don't care. I really don't care about the planet. Listen, I'm as compassionate as the next guy. But if you're all going to fuck around and fuck it up, then I'm taking my ball and I'm going home. So thanks for listening, everybody. And we want to do like a an email segment. So like a feedback. What is it called? Listener email. Whatever. Like we need more
mail
sort of
grab
like,
bag. If you want to comment on this episode, tell us what you what
I would
your
say just
position
comments,
is.
Questions, whatever thoughts. Just email us wadeandwilly@gmail. Would probably be the proper format. You can also tweet us Real Life Sci-Fi 1 on Twitter.
And specifically for this episode, let's just say, where do your beliefs fall in an alien invasion happening? What makes you believe it's a false flag? How about that? As opposed to just a regular alien invasion.
The aliens have human faces. False.
Like, listen, the universe doesn't smile. Only humans do. So if an alien smiles, that's fake.
So any thoughts at all, hit us up. Questions, thoughts, anything. We should start one of those voicemail things. We could play, like, voicemails. Maybe we'll look into that next time. And remember, just because you're paranoid...
Call Wade's cell phone at...
310. I'm not going to do the rest of it. I would, but... I don't know. It should be Willie who gives his phone.
And I'm cool with that. 818-681-0713.
All right. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being here, Seeger.
If you work for the government, don't call me.